No, I'm going to have to, Andrew, I'm ever so sorry. I'm going to interrupt him talking about spam, which seems, I'm going to spam him while he talks about spam. Yeah, Andrew is food editor of Culture Dip. I'm genuine. I'm off to Waitrose to see if they're still selling spam. It's the 80th birthday of spam. So happy birthday, spam. And talking of spam, we haven't got time.
Spam, wonderful spam.
Mr. John Holmes has joined us. We haven't got time. What's coming up on your show? Usual nonsense talking about spam.
Spam.
Lovely. While he carries on, we'll get an update on the news. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a Towie Tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3. Helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Available at your local Quick Fit centre. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so we won't be coming to nursery today.
Okay, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria now with the latest news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Grenfell Task Force sent in as council powers cut, pressure for a public sector pay rise, and kids with tech more likely to get lice.
Talk Radio.
The government is sending in a specialist task force to run some services at Kensington and Chelsea Council following the Grenfell Tower fire. The authority has been criticised for its response to the disaster, and the Mayor of London wants external commissioners to take over completely. Today marks Theresa May's deadline to rehouse all survivors, but only 14 offers of accommodation have been accepted so far. Andy Slaughter is the Labour MP for neighbouring Hammersmith.
I don't like the way this is being handled. Why aren't they going out there and acquiring homes? There are lots of empty homes, I can tell you, in West London. And if they had the will and the resources, which we know Kensington and the DCLG and in extremis have, they could have done this by now.
Meanwhile, police in London say they've made 87 recoveries of human remains, although that doesn't necessarily relate to 87 bodies. The Labour leader has told the Prime Minister people need a pay rise as he urged her to scrap the 1% cap on increases for public workers. Theresa May has insisted any rises need to be measured against the country's need to live within its means. But Jeremy Corbyn accused her of exploiting the goodwill of those working in schools and hospitals.
The Prime Minister found £1 billion to keep her own job. Why can't she find the same amount of money to keep nurses and teachers in their job who, after all, serve all of us?
A report has found more than three quarters of graduates in England will never pay off their student loan. The Institute for Fiscal Studies says students from the poorest backgrounds starting uni this September will finish with debts worth around £57,000. A 17-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following an attack in Leicester. A woman was attacked in Victoria Park late on Monday night. She's in a critical condition in hospital. And head lice have been found to be more common among children with smartphones. Oxford University researchers reckon they could be spreading when kids gather around to look at the screens.
What?
head lice, more common
that's true,
among
they,
kids
they,
with smartphones.
They jump about, don't they?
Yeah.
So I suppose that makes sense. If kids are gathering in to watch, whatever it is, kids watch pornography or something on their phones, then I suppose the lice will jump.
Mm.
I suppose that's true.
Yes, John.
Yes.
Thanks for your analysis.
Did you ever have nits as a child, Victoria?
No.
Did you not?
No, not that I remember.
All right. Maybe you blanked it.
That's possible, but I don't think I did.
Okay.
How about you? I can imagine you'd be quite nitty.
Nitty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think I did have the nits. I don't recall the nits.
No.
I remember you could take preemptive measures, couldn't you? You could have shampoo that mitts didn't like or something. I can't remember. It was a long time ago since I was at school. Can adults get nits? Or is it just a children thing?
No, I think you can catch nits off your kid.
Yeah, but isn't it weird? You don't hear about adult nits. It's always kids at school, isn't it?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Your report there? But we all, you know, we've got smartphones. We all watch pornography together in the office.
I don't.
Why aren't... Well, we don't invite you. But all the nits...
I'm quite glad, because that's wrong. You shouldn't be doing that in the workplace, John.
It's not on their equipment. All the nits could jump around the adults, couldn't they?
Yeah, but I think kids are more nitty.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but nits have no boundaries. There's no reason why, you know, it's free movement among nits. There's no borders. Nits sans frontiere.
Wow.
Do you want to do the weather?
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks,
all right, then. Talk Radio National Weather. Do you want me to come close so we get a nit jump?
Please don't come close to me.
Okay, fine.
At all.
All right.
Turning brighter throughout the day, dry in the north. Feeling very warm in the south with lots of sunshine. Highs of 28 degrees.
28 degrees?
Mm.
28 degrees?
Yes, John.
Thank you, Victoria. Always end on a high.
Yes, John.
Now, here's Ben with his pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. British tennis number one Johanna Konta's just underway at Wimbledon on centre court. She's up against Croatia's Donna Vekic in the second round. Already through today, Heather Watson. She's beaten Latvian 18th seed Anastasia Sevastova 6-love, 6-4. Andy Murray's in action later. He takes on Dustin Brown. Arsenal will today confirm the record signing of striker Alexander Lacazette from Lyon for £52 million. Lacazette's been compared with Gunners legend Ian Wright by former Lyon and France manager Gerard Houllier. He told TalkSport Lacazette will guarantee goals and fit in perfectly at the Emirates.
He scores more than 25 goals every season. He will bring one thing to Arsenal is obviously goals, because he can. This is his main asset, is to score goals. Good technique. I'm not surprised Arsenal fancied him very quickly.
Finally, British and Irish Lions head coach Warren Gatland names his side for Saturday's decisive third test with New Zealand later this evening. Lions versus All Blacks, the third test decider, is live over on TalkSport on Saturday morning from 7. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben, that is, with his pre-recorded sports, and that was Victoria with her news that she brings us live. Live news.
Yes, John.
There it is. I think, is it Wednesday?
Yes.
I think, let me just look through the filing to find Wednesday. That's Tuesday, that's tomorrow's programme, it's Friday. Next Monday. Here it is. Wednesday's... it's next week's. Today's Wednesday programme. Let's do this thing. Talk
Radio. She was a bubbly, fun-loving person. I think she went to school to socialise rather than learn. She was a bit of a wild child. The last words I said to her when she left the house was, I love you and enjoy your evening and don't be late home. She never come home.
Heart disease can kill when you least expect it. But with the British Heart Foundation's research, there is hope. Donate £3 at bhf.org.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on The John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am up to date on the tennis.
Paul Ross.
She is the queen of rap.
No, that's false.
Because you're from Spain. You haven't got Gibraltar, let's be clear. That's ours. The North Korea now has the capability to fire... It's Mike Ashley. Sex Peninsula or something. What you need to do is get it in the Olympics. Maybe the Taiwan to Britain race. Cornelius. And here's what's been coming in so far today.
Good Britain's 10. He can just go rot in hell.
There isn't, and I quote, a magic subway tree.
Experts just don't know because obviously it's such a secretive programme.
Yeah. A row over the price of onions.
Had to apologise after last night's episode of Love Island.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, good afternoon then to you there. As once more, like that giant iceberg off the Larsen Sea ice shelf breaking away from the eastern side of the Antarctic Peninsula, we now drift massively through your afternoon all the way till 4 o'clock. Not as a result of climate change, of course, or global warming. More as a result. We're here more as a result of a gap in the daytime schedule that needed filling cheaply, so I got the gig. Hello, though. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. Welcome to Wednesday's broadcasting equivalent of Mark Cavendish falling off his bike. Oh, congratulations are in order, of course, today. Congratulations, and I think we will all join together in saying congratulations. No, we'll all join together in saying congratulations.
Congratulations.
To the Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg, who has announced the birth of his sixth child, whose life he has ruined by calling it Sixtus Dominic Boniface. Yes, Victoria, make a mouse. A mouse.
A face?
Or a mouth.
A face?
You made a mouth.
A bonny face.
Yeah.
That's... Say the name again.
Sixtus Dominic Boniface.
Is this a boy?
I don't know. I mean, it's got the word I'm guessing. I don't know.
It might become the second ever baby to not be identified.
I tell you what, it doesn't have to identify. Doesn't it? That baby can identify however it likes. But the problem is with that baby, for the rest of its life, it's going to be identified as the Tory child of the Tory who named it Sixtus Dominic Boniface. So, you know. I mean, if you've ever wanted a better illustration of the gap between rich and poor, right, as he's being so debated at the moment in the wake of Grenfell, right, there you have it, right there. I very much doubt anyone involved in that terrible tragedy was called Sixtus Boniface. Little known fact, by the way, if you'd like a little known fact, posh Tory MPs have caviar instead of sperm. That's true, that is. So then, what is it that we're planning to birth out all over your airwaves this afternoon? Allow me to go through the showgram menu with you right about now. Headline hijacks on the way. It's where you get to make up the news. Make up a news story, why don't you? And send it to us. You could hear your fake news. Read out loud by Victoria in the 2 p.m. bulletin, making it sound real. That's the point. It confuses those who doesn't listen to this bit. Victoria is the owner-operator of a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the mouth. And if you'd like to fill it with something you've got and sent in to us, then she's more than amenable. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yeah. The lines are open. Also a diversity paper review this hour. Of course, we go through the papers. But each day that is done by a different diversity. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. David Lammy MP has criticised, of course, the judge heading up the Grenfell inquiry for being too upper middle class and white to do the job. So David Lammy would love, love, love the diversity paper review. We've got Kyle in today as well, and he's English, Jamaican and Welsh. And you can never be too English, Jamaican and Welsh to do anything, eh, David Lammy? From England, Jamaica and Wales to Japan, though, where we, of course, deploy their ancient art of strict syllable poetry onto current affairs. It's what we do to make the news a little more palatable, make it a little easier to understand. The news in haikus is on the way. We'll take all of your reactions this afternoon, as we like to do as well. Now, there are ways to get in touch, and I imagine you A lot of people I know planted some reactions last year, and they should be flowering by now. If you maybe potted some reactions, you've got some on your patio, in your window box or whatever it might be, or in your herbaceous border. Those reactions, you should, if you planted them correctly, plenty of manure there, then you should, these reactions should really, really be at their peak flower by now. Pick them and send them to us in a bunch. Here's one that's been coming in. Here's a reaction now. Cornelius,
John, I think breastfeeding in public is disgusting, and that's coming from a man who picks his nose while sitting in traffic.
Thank you. We've got foreign news on the way as well, of course. We'll be talking to our foreign correspondent about something foreign that's happening somewhere foreign in the original foreign later. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Professor Stephen Hawking will be here to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. He's a friend of the show. And that's in a little feature we call Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. Victoria's got the bonus news today. Today, Victoria will be bringing you Mineral News. Yeah. And there'll be a game of Dead or Alive on the way later as well. Is a thing off the list dead or is it alive? It's very simple. And that'll be in the last half an hour of the programme. Right then, Ginger Dave is not producing, not... Ask Prodcast is through the glass. She's the assistant producer. She's through the...
miserable window!
Oh, that's the noise her arm makes. Hi, Cass.
Hi.
You're looking beautiful today.
I'm just going to be sick in a bin.
Right. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe. Hi there.
Hi.
Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. You got nits?
No, I don't have... Why did you tell her she looks beautiful and you'd accuse me of having nits?
Well, I was being sarcastic there.
You are unprofessional.
Cornelius is ugly.
Hello. Oh, more sarcasm. Thanks very much, John.
I am John Holmes. Handsome and versatile.
Not true.
Okay. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Welcome along. And as ever, we're going to start with some music. It will link to today's big story, but how so? The clues are all there. Play along at home. There are no prizes. That's an Ofcom thing. So what on earth could the big story we'll be discussing in detail be when you look at it with a backdrop of this? Undertones. Teenage Kicks. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. Get Teenage Kicks right through the night. But why are we playing it on a talk radio station when it's, I think you probably could define it as music. As talk radio's head of music, I have chosen it. Because it seamlessly links to the big story, and I know you've been playing along at home. Cornelius, you've been trying to work it out as well. It's Teenage Kicks by the Undertones. How does it link to today's big story? A.
Is it about the man deficit prompting women to freeze eggs?
How so?
Well, obviously there's not as many eligible men out there like me and you anymore, John.
Yeah.
So, women, yeah. Like, I don't know, I can't, just off the top of my head, Cass, who works on the show,
yeah,
has had to start freezing eggs.
Right.
Because professional women are freezing their eggs due to a dearth of educated men to marry.
Is that why she smells at her egg?
I think so. I think that is sort of in that process.
Would explain it. It's not that.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, well, that's absolutely nothing to do with the song either.
No.
No, it's probably the US laptop ban being lifted on two more airlines, John.
How does that link to the teenagers?
Teenagers have laptops. Good. Kick things.
Good.
They're kicking the ban out the window.
It's not that. No, let me tell you what it is. Teenage Kicks by The Undertones. The Undertones were a band. The lead singer of The Undertones is...
Fergal?
Yes.
Sharky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah? The story is student loans.
Shark loans?
Loan sharks.
Loan sharks.
Yeah, there you go. And that's how it links. Because of loans, and there are loan sharks. Fergal Sharky is... Yeah. And, well, it's on the front of all the papers today, isn't it? £57,000 worth of debt is what university students will be coming out with. This is following the axing, of course, in 2015 of the last of the maintenance grants. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to come out of university with. But does it open up universities for all? Will it make the poor poorer, the rich rich? There are many sides to the debate. We will, of course, be talking to somebody about it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Top trade picks at Trade Point. Nick Good, joint and fill, 10 kilograms, was £11.66, now just £10. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on. Trade
Point. At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we're proud to be the first in the UK to have city emergency braking as standard across our entire range of vans. At low speeds, this clever technology scans the road ahead for vehicles, automatically applying the brakes if they get too close. So you're less likely to be involved in an accident, meaning your van spends more time where it should be, on the road. Search Volkswagen vans to discover more. What's stopping you? Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Standard on all new van orders from the 1st of June 2017. Excludes pickups. Operates at 18 miles an hour or less. A 2015 Euro NCAP study showed a 38% reduction in real-world rear-end crashes by vehicles with autonomous emergency braking.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-Ben that needs straightening out...
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark. There's a local hero for that.
Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
No change through Callington in Cornwall, east of Lisgar. The A390 is closed both ways because of an accident. In West Sussex, the northbound M23 is struggling past Gatwick Airport and up towards the M25. There's a lane out there because of an accident, looking very busy. The M6 south near Birmingham's heavy from junction 7 to 6. Traffic was held briefly to get some debris off the main carriageway. All restrictions there have been lifted, and early problems on Swansea's westbound M4 has left some queue traffic towards junction 45. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's the Skoda Big Event. Order a new car in our Big Event and you'll get £500 of free fuel. And the Skoda Octavia comes with £2,000 towards your deposit and 2.9% APR representative. The Skoda Big Event from the 4th to the 17th of July. What's not to like? Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. with Solutions Personal Contract Plan. 18 and over, subject to status. T's and C's apply. Excludes Octavia, SE Business and SE Technology. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Financial Services. For free fuel T's and C's, visit skodafreefuel.co.uk. Driven by something different. Skoda.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. A good afternoon, good Wednesday afternoon to you. I am John Holmes, and it's just coming up to a time. A lot of reactions have been coming in. Cornelius has been collating them. What's come in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, I'm not saying it's your fault, although you could have done more. That's coming from the kooks. John, the worst thing about Theresa May's police cuts is that it'll mean less episodes of The Met piecing London on the next BBC series, which
Fewer.
Is a shame.
Fewer. Thank you for those. Keep your reactions coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's talk about today's big story. Now, students, then, when they're not busy worshipping Jeremy Corbyn like he was a lefty Jesus, or complaining to their lecturers that ordinary everyday events have triggered them and now they're too anxious to do their coursework, or banning certain speakers whose views they don't agree with from universities, which ironically are the home of discussion and debate, and then building giant wicker snowflakes to burn anyone who expresses an opinion they don't like in, are coming out of university with £57,000 worth of debt. Now, there's been a report, you've probably read about this, by the IFS, that's the Institute of Fiscal Studies, saying that the abolition of the last maintenance grants in 2015 would disproportionately affect the poorest students and the poorest families. Papers making much of this report today, of course, many suggesting that the debts are, and I quote, worse than a mortgage. The author of the report, which I'm sure you have been reading about, is Jack Britton. He joins me on the line. Hello, Jack. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you. So you're having a busy day then, because this report sort of made headlines everywhere, hasn't it? So explain exactly what the study found. What's gone wrong?
It has had a lot of impact, that's right. Yeah. The main crux of what we show here is the impact of changes to the university system since 2011. The headlines are big increases in university funding, but up by about 25%, and actually a reduction in government funding. And it, as a result, student debts have increased considerably, on average from about £25,000 under the old system to about £50,000 on average now under the new system. A result of all this is much higher graduate repayments, about £20,000 on average, but considerably weighted towards the top, the highest earning graduates, those who go on to have the biggest, highest paid jobs, and they'll pay about £60,000 more now under the current system than they would have done had there been no changes since 2011.
So what is the outcome of the report? I mean, in terms of how we fix this, because obviously this benefits universities, doesn't it? And it benefits the government deficit and all those things, and passes these costs on to the students and their families themselves. But, you know, so what are your recommendations within this? Because we've had this in the news, of course. You know, Jeremy Corbyn and the student fees, tuition fees was big in the election. Prior to that, of course, there was the whole Liberal Democrat U-turning thing. You know, what are we suggesting we do to fix this?
I mean, absolutely, it's been a big issue of late. We felt that given the prevalence of this discussion during the build-up to the general election, that a clear report that outlined the current system was an important contribution to the public debate. Yeah. So that was the aim of the report, and that's what we've tried to provide. We don't make direct recommendations for the overall design of the system. We merely try to draw out the stories that people might not be able to, or might not know straight away, or might not be obvious to people. And we also try to highlight some of the problems with the system more generally. So there's a lot of talk about how much graduates are repaying. But we also highlight that university funding, while it's gone up a lot by 25% since 2011, the distribution of that funding is not sort of even between different courses, i.e. the cheaper to teach courses like the humanities have received much bigger increases in funding than some of the sort of more science-y or medicine-based courses. And we think this is an important consequence of the system. We're not trying to make direct recommendations. We're trying to highlight some of the drawbacks in the current system, as well as some of the positives.
And it's right, isn't it? The universities now as well, because this is also part of the problem. I have friends who are university lecturers and so on as well, and they say part of the problem is that students are encouraged to pass their courses and so on more regularly and easier than they used to be, because of course universities are funded according to success rates and students coming to that university because it's perceived as successful, so they're paying their £9,000, etc., etc. But the problem there is that people who shouldn't necessarily be passing their degree are getting degrees, because it's all coming back to money, isn't it?
I think that a lot of the changes in recent years have tried to improve incentives for universities to provide good education for their students. It was felt that, rightly or wrongly, students paying more would make them more demanding in terms of what they expected from their university. With changes that are coming in the future, which will mean that fees are going to be linked directly to teaching quality and graduate outcomes, universities are really starting to care about these graduate outcomes. Yeah. Now, I would say that universities sort of falsifying outcomes in the short run to make students look like they're doing better than they actually are will come back to bite them in the long run when those students then don't go on to do very well in the labour market.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And I think we're starting to see in the last couple of years that the fruits of that, because there's obviously now we are seeing people come out of university. Let me give you an example. I'm not going to name names here or even universities, but I've got a friend who's a lecturer and was taught when failing a student in an assignment, because quite literally the spelling, punctuation, it was all off and wasn't right. And he said, well, this isn't good. This isn't university level stuff. Was told by his superiors to go back and remark it with a pass and ignore that. And that is as a direct consequence of they want the money to come in. And you're right. It's starting to come back now as they enter the labour market, isn't it, to bite them. You're absolutely right. So something does have to change, doesn't it, fundamentally?
I think that universities will be pretty wise to these kind of things in the long run. Maybe this story, I don't know how typical this story is across the university sector in general. My impression is that a lot of very good universities are taking these things very seriously, and they genuinely are trying to improve the outcomes of their graduates. But it's definitely been a major challenge for policy design. I think when tuition fees are free and universities are not really held to account, maybe there's caps on student numbers that prevent them from expanding greatly. There's worries that they're not then held to account about their teaching quality or the outcomes of their students. And the current system is very much trying to get at that issue.
And the kids that are coming out with these debts they've built up, I mean, what's the procedure for them to even begin to pay them off? Because there's a salary level, isn't there, which is £21,000 where they have to begin paying this loan back. But your figures, I think, this morning are suggesting that people are going to be paying this back well into their 50s.
The way it works is people pay 9% of their earnings above £21,000, but that £21,000 is set to go up with average earnings growth over time, so it'll move from 2021. It's also true that you're right, people will be making repayments for quite a long time. We actually forecast that about 77% of graduates are going to still have some debt, i.e. they'll be making some repayments right until their early 50s, 30 years after they graduate. Wow. That for all these people, these debts are effectively like a graduate tax.
Yeah, and it's right, isn't it, as well, that the, just as a final point, really, that the government have started selling off these debts to other companies now as well.
It started selling off earlier tranches, as they call it. They started selling off earlier chunks of the loan book. So this is all, the things that they're trying to sell at the moment are from quite a long way before the current systems. This is all things from the early 2000s. Right. I think the government is very careful to highlight that, or certainly needs to be very careful to highlight that this won't affect the terms of repayment that people face. And I don't think that it's going to be the case that private companies will be able to come in and make aggressive changes to how much people should be need to repay.
Okay. Look, listen, thanks very much for talking to us. Obviously, it's all over the news today. And Jack Britton is the author of that study from the Institute of Fiscal Studies, which is all quite interesting, isn't it? Think about that. £57,000 paying that off into your 50s if you are at university now, which is a significant amount of money. Anyway, in the next half an hour of the programme, of course, you will find a diversity paper review. It's where Kyle, who is English, Jamaican and Welsh, will be going through the newspapers for us, and Headline Hijack is on the way. But at 1:32, there's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Police say they've recovered all the visible human remains from the Grenfell Tower, but work is continuing to identify those who died. Meanwhile, the head of the public inquiry into the blaze is consulting on the scope of his investigation. Andy Slaughter, the Labour MP for neighbouring Hammersmith, has criticised not having the terms of reference of that report.
Why don't we have them now? But I also think if he's going to remain the chair of the inquiry, we need other people who have other areas of expertise, including on social housing, including local knowledge, and he needs to reach out more to the families. So I think he has got off to a bad start. So I think the criticisms were justified, but I'm not saying it can't be turned around.
Some breaking news. The Department for Work and Pensions has just announced that a number of job centres are going to merge or close, affecting up to 750 jobs. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. The Labour leader is accusing the Prime Minister of exploiting the goodwill of teachers and health workers by failing to improve public sector pay. But Theresa May is insisting any rises must be measured against the country's need to live within its means. Volvo says all models launched after 2019 will be electric or hybrids. It's the world's first major car maker to set a date for phasing out vehicles powered solely by fossil fuels. The university's minister is insisting tuition fees will remain, despite reports showing most people will never pay off their uni debt. Joe Johnson claims the system is fair and scrapping fees would be mind-bogglingly expensive. And British tennis number two Heather Watson is into the third round at Wimbledon after a straight sets win over her Latvian opponent. Later, Andy Murray plays Dustin Brown. The weather turning brighter throughout the day, drier in the north and feeling very warm in the south. Lots of sunshine, highs of 28 degrees. There's more in around 25 minutes.
And it will contain a made-up news lie, which we'd very much like you to create using words that you know. Send it to us. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Some headline hijacks that have already come in will be said by us out of our mouths loudly next on Talk Radio. Just in a moment.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Have I got a breakfast show for you? Not just any old breakfast show, the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio with me, Paul Ross, making you an offer you can't refuse. The latest news, Brexit views and your attitudes. Only with me, Paul Ross, each and every weekday morning from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, would you like to make the news up? Oh, by the way, a quick tennis update for you. As Wimbledon is on at the moment, throughout the next 2 weeks in the afternoons, we will be bringing you updates of the tennis. Currently, there is, just looking here now, there's ladies playing, one lady there playing another lady, and she's got a visor on. And she's just hit the racket thing, ball in the net thing, net. It, that, and that was either in or out. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be bringing you all of our expert tennis commentary as the afternoon goes on. But as I say, there is a headline hijack afoot. Your chance to make the news up. Feed me, Seymour. Feed us the news that's in your head. And you could hear it on the airwaves, nationally, reported as fact. It's fake news. We've been doing it long before Donald Trump thought it was a thing. And here's what's been coming in. Cornelius, what do you got?
This one's from Nathan, who says, just a few days after their last ever gig on Saturday in North London, indie band The Maccabees have announced a reunion tour to take place over November and December this year. Mm. The tour will be called The Comeback, which is also the name of the new album that they've also announced today.
Right. This is from Derek. The National Association of Pub Quizzers has responded to calls from the NUS to make pub quizzes up and down the country more suitable for young people. This comes off the back of a study that has shown that the average pub quiz winner is a 55-year-old man who enjoys correcting people with unnecessary trivia. You know the sort of person.
Yeah.
I think Derek is this person, by the way.
They're always called Derek,
they're all called
aren't they?
Derek, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they go, they're the people who, if you...
Well, actually.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. No, the phrase they use is, I think you'll find that. That's what they say. So it's like you go, oh, I'm thinking about going on holidays on holiday to the Himalayas. And they go, no. I think you'll find it's the Himalaya. It's that, isn't it? They're the sort of people who will address their belongings as well. They're the same sort of people by its brand name. Do you know what? So they won't be going for a drive in the car. They'll be going. It's true, isn't it? Just go. I'm just gonna nip out in the old Mondeo. it's that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like. It's like they've got the barbecue, right? There's a barbecue, right? Called a Silver Line.
Yeah.
But it's never. I'm gonna get the barbecue on. It's you know.
I'm gonna fire up the Silver Line.
It's exactly that. Yeah. Yeah. Gonna work. But first, I need to pop out and get some new of the old Kala Gaz in the Saab. It's that sort of person, yes. Isn't it? Very much so. Have we got another one there?
Yeah, why not? Following.
Thanks, Derek, by the way.
Yes, this one's from Sophie, who says, following North Korea's missile tests, Donald Trump has tweeted that he is to flood the country of North Korea, so it's too damp to ignite any rockets. The flooding will commence next week once resources are organised, and spy drones are already seeing a number of arcs start to spring up around the country.
Good indeed. And by the way, Derek's been back in touch there, as you'd expect, saying, just fired off that old fake news story on the Hewlett-Packard. It's true, 55-year-old men don't have a Mac, do they? They have a Hewlett-Packard that they got from Currys.
You know they're not going to cheat in a pub quiz because they've all got Nokia 3310s.
That's right, it's not a smartphone, is it? No. Oh, I'm on the old, make a call on the old Nokia.
Fire up the old Alcatel. Well, actually, it texts and it rings, and I don't see what else needs to be done.
Wow, your 55-year-old man appears to be Josh Whitaker.
Yeah, I realise that.
Yeah. Oh! So, whatever your age, whatever you're typing on, send it to us, hither and thither. Here's the number you need for your made-up news stories, 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And next on the programme, we will invite Kyle in here. Kyle is English-Jamaican as well, and Welsh. He'll be here for the Diversity Paper Review. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so I only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of Leyland Trade True Guard Smooth Masonry Paint for only $19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Now get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to 5 years free servicing on selected cars in the range at your local dealership until 31st of July. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Have I got PPI?
I usually feel stressed when I deal with financial institutions. Have I got PPI.com and their free PPI check really helped me. But the claim clock is ticking. The deadline for missold PPI claims has been set for August 2019. So text HAVE to 80800 for your free PPI check before it's too late.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's HAVE to 80800.
My name is Aaron Obing. Our hearts broke for those who lost their lives in the devastating fire that ripped through Grenfell Tower. For those who survived the fire and for the whole community, we know their lives will never be the same. TheBigGive.org.uk has set up an appeal to support a local charity, the Kensington and Chelsea Foundation, who are ensuring those affected get the help they need. Right now, any donation you make will be doubled. So please, visit TheBigGive.org.uk and have your donation to the Grenfell Tower appeal doubled. Thank you.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the M23 as you move north past Gatwick Airport and up to the M25. A lane's closed for the recovery of an accident near Junction 9. Heavy for the M5 in Somerset, north at 22 for Burnham on Sea. There's restrictions on the exit slip because of a broken down vehicle. Through Winterbourne Stoke, the A303 is queuing eastbound because of an accident near the Countess roundabout. Still heavy on the northbound M6 but near Stafford, junctions 12 to 13 after earlier problems. An edge lane out of Liverpool is still closed near Derning Road because of a sinkhole. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's the Skoda Big Event. Order a new car in our Big Event and you'll get £500 of free fuel. And the Skoda Octavia comes with £2,000 towards your deposit and 2.9% APR representative. The Skoda Big Event from the 4th to the 17th of July. What's not to like? Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan. 18 and over. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. Excludes Octavia, SE Business and SE Technology. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Financial Services. For free fuel T's and C's, visit skodafreefuel.co.uk. Driven by something different. Skoda.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Join me for Live at Drive for all the latest breaking news stories, top-notch analysis and Ryman League-level banter.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
From 4 o'clock today, Talk Radio. That's this station.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of news around this afternoon, as you would expect. We've been talking already to Jack Britton, if you've missed it. He was the author of this report that the Institute of Fiscal Studies has issued. It's on the front of all the papers today. £57,000 worth of debt for students in the future, many of whom won't even be able to pay it off. And even if they are, they'll be paying it off well into their 50s. And we spoke to him about that earlier, as I say. There is a retaliatory act by South Korea and the US who have been carrying out military drills in the face of the launch of North Korea's ballistic missile, but they've only got drills, and drills are no match for a missile in my experience. Vladimir Putin something. But the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. All right, Cornelius, because we're here for you. You don't need to get your head around it, because we have the head of Japanese poetry news investigation team.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah. And he's very carefully put together, of course, the news in the form of short form, or short Sean, as he
likes. Short form, yeah, that's what he always calls it.
Oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Student loans are worse than a mortgage because you don't get a house with them.
Yeah. Fair point, actually. The news in haikus. Right then, time for today's diversity paper review. Yes, we're going through the newspapers. Of course we are. It's a paper review, but each and every day it is brought to us in association with a different diversity. Making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, and we're very proud to be so. Welcome back, Kyle.
Hi,
reminders
guys.
Of yours.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Yes, you are. How about that, David Lammy MP? Right, so what have you got?
We are going to start off in the Sun.
Got a cheeky little quiz for you.
Oh, a quiz?
Ooh. Yes. We've got a Love Island quiz to find out who your type is on paper.
What?
Yeah.
See, this has cropped up daily, this Love Island obsession.
It's because it's on every day, John.
But I mean, particularly on out of your face. Because you love this programme.
I think it's excellent. Do you watch it?
I refuse to watch it
for
2 weeks.
Right.
And my friend forced me to watch it last Sunday.
So you watched one and then you were hooked.
I have not missed an episode since.
You!
I've watched the After Sun. I read all the articles. I've got the app.
You've got the app.
I've got the app.
Are you going to go on it?
I've applied for the Love Island final. Because we're out in Magaluf, I think in the last weekend of July, which I think it is in.
Oh.
So we're going to try and get tickets.
I want to be in the audience.
Yeah.
They have a sort of house party on the final day.
Watch me out next year, though.
Yeah, you
next
should go
year,
on
I'm
it.
Thinking about
you
it.
Two are
I
appalling.
Think you do really well on it.
Stop it! You're appalling human beings. What are you doing? Dreadful.
I think Carl should go on Love Island. You're just jealous because I'm not saying that you should go on Love Island.
When I go on an island, every island is a Love Island.
Oy.
Yeah. Paul Ross has got a Love Island in the Maidenhead area, hasn't he?
Traffic island.
Dogging on it. Anyway, I wouldn't watch that either.
Let's find out who your type is, all right?
What do you mean?
On paper. So, what's the definition of unreal? A curvy brunette with a fiery temper, a leggy blonde with attitude, a fun-loving babe who makes me laugh, a sweet-hearted girl I can take home to my mum.
Unreal?
Unreal,
a
yeah.
unicorn?
No, you have to choose one
of the four. It's
a
multiple choice.
Oh, read them out again.
A curvy brunette with a fiery temper, a leggy blonde with attitude, a fun-loving babe who makes me laugh, or a sweet-hearted girl I can take home to my mum.
Can I have a fivesome?
A fact.
No.
Every man's dream, I'm sure.
All right, I don't know. A.
A. Well, a curvy brunette with a fiery temper.
I don't know.
What gets you buzzing?
I'm not answering that.
A girl who's totally head over heels for me, a girl who treats me mean to keep me keen.
It's a sexist quiz, this, isn't it?
Well, no, they have a boys
there's a, there's
one
a lads
on the
one as well, but I didn't think you want to find out who your ideal man
well.
Was.
I mean, you know, in this day and age, we have to be balanced. I don't know. So, is this all? Are these people all sort of characters
these are
the, of Love
these
Island?
These are the contestants.
Yeah, yeah.
We're trying to match you up with your type.
I don't know. Do they have an IQ of any kind?
No.
Can they hold a meaningful conversation?
They can all chat. Definitely. Yeah. Right. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on Love Island.
Well, ask Cornelius one because he watches the stupid thing.
Go on then. So,
do the other quiz.
Do what the men.
Yeah.
Let's do them. Let's find out who your guy
is.
Then. On paper, what's your type? A cheeky chappy with great banter. A true gentleman who treat me like a lady. A bad boy who will keep me on my toes. Tall, dark, and handsome with a great bod.
I think a bad boy who will keep me on my toes. Yeah.
Will you be putting all your eggs in one basket? Yes or no?
No.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Do you neck on with a guy on the first date?
Yes, he does.
Yes,
I've seen
I do. Yeah,
yes, you
yeah.
do. Have you ever pied anyone off?
What does that mean?
Have you don't want to get pied off, John.
Rejection.
Oh, right.
If you've been pied, you've been rejected pretty much.
Fine.
No, I've never been pied. With this face, you kidding?
Which of these guys would make you lose your head? A dreamboat with a face like an angel, a super rich dude who makes me feel like a princess.
Or someone from ISIS.
a super rich dude who makes me feel like a princess. Who have I gone for?
You've gone for Johnny.
I don't know what.
Oh, Johnny's the least popular bloke.
Sweet, romantic and kind. He is the perfect gent until another woman catches
his
eye.
No one likes him. Yeah, exactly.
Next story.
After
what he
moving
did to Camilla,
on.
No way.
How dare he do that, Camilla? Now.
Camilla is literally my type.
Is
on
this
paper.
Camilla Parker Bowles?
No, but she did go out with Prince Harry.
She did. Who? Camilla Parker Bowles?
No.
Camilla
from Love Island.
The nation's sweetheart.
Right.
Everyone loves her. But you've got to admit, it's getting a bit whiny now.
Stop talking about it! What else is in the paper?
She's no Montana.
Tyler, Montana. Mate. Oh, God.
All about Tyler. So moving on from Love Island.
What you got?
I have got the billionaire PayPal founder, Peter Thiel, bankrolls Woolly Mammoth Resurrection Project.
Oh, I like this.
Yes. So he is he's worth $2.1 billion, and he's reportedly put out, I mean, it's an insignificant amount, really, $77,000 of his own funds into a scheme that will modify elephant cells using DNA.
Is this like Jurassic Park?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are literally trying to...
Have they learned nothing?
It's just going to be repeated.
So there's an island somewhere, possibly a loved one.
Probably a loved one.
Okay, that's an idea. Take the island that Love Island is on, right?
And then Love Island Jurassic Park edition.
And then bring back mammoths and just let them loose.
Isn't that Hunger Games, though, really?
Fine. As long as they all get trampled to bits, I don't care.
It's incredible because they've been extinct for like 10,000 years. And the way they're going to do it is basically they'll take DNA extracted from the frozen mammoth specimen, splice it with skin cells from an Asian elephant, because they're the closest link. Skin cells will be reprogrammed to become stem cells and added to eggs from an Asian elephant. And then the eggs are stimulated to turn into embryos. And then all the eggs will go in one basket and the embryos will be grown in an artificial womb.
And then they'll get pied off.
They get pied off by the other woolly mammoths.
Yeah. Wow. I would love to see the return of... But if they can do it with a mammoth, saber-toothed tigers as well.
Oh, I'd love to see... I was obsessed with saber-toothed tigers as a kid.
What an amazing creature that is.
It's an incredible creature.
What's so good about
it? It's a tiger.
It's a tiger with...
But it's got swords for teeth. Basically,
it's like a walrus but on four legs.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And it's a tiger as well. It's a walrus, but it's a tiger.
No,
but it's like a bear.
Don't.
All right. No, I think that's good. What else then?
We have one of your favourite stories, right? So I have a photo for you.
Yeah.
So this was taken on Mars.
No. Oh, here we go.
By the Curiosity rover.
Yes.
And conspiracy theorists are going mad.
I should point out, by the way, that Kyle is our conspiracy space correspondent as well. If there's ever a story in the Daily Mail about conspiracy space, Kyle's your man.
Oh, I'll break it live.
Cool. So what is it?
So the high-definition image shows the rocky landscape of Mars, which ripples etched in the surface by the wind.
Yeah.
So right in the middle of the photo is an object that basically looks metallic. It looks artificial.
Yeah.
And some UFO enthusiasts have jumped on the image, claiming it's an alien spacecraft, therefore proving intelligent alien life.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, we've had spoons, we've had squirrels, we've had doors. So a lot of people.
It's always a bit of rock.
It's always a bit of rock. But what's
a bit of rock, isn't it?
No, but that is genuinely the
it's
first photo.
It's got some shinier bits, but what you have to remember is that some rocks have shiny bits.
Yeah, but it's an abnormal formation. It's not. It's an anomaly, but. What everyone is saying is, for the time stamp that this photo was taken, they reckon it was the Curiosity rover taking photographs of its entry debris. So it's...
Right, so it's... I mean, you should never, in my personal experience, take photographs of your own entry debris. I mean, that's not something you want to put on Instagram, is it?
That's not one for the gram.
You don't Snapchat that to anybody.
Gods.
I'm just saying words now. I don't know what any of those things are. But tell you what it does look a bit like. It looks a bit like the land speeder out of Star Wars.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Maybe that's where Lucas got his idea from.
Yeah. But the timestamp, as you say, was taken...
It was around the time that the rover first landed on Mars.
Yeah.
So they are believing it to be just the debris from the rocket.
So it just basically selfied.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, rover selfie.
Yeah, that's all it is. Which would be the, logical and plausible explanation for why there's a bit of metal.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's fair. So,
but again, you know what I'm like. I'm very optimistic.
We like it. Oh, yeah.
And I believe that's first signs of alien life on Mars.
Great. And we just revealed that we scooped that on this programme.
Yeah,
you heard it
here first.
Have you got a final one for us?
I could just go on about my love for Camilla if you want.
Oh, God, no. Back to that again. So what is it? But why is... What? Okay, then. We will go back to that, because Love Island, I realise, is a big thing amongst losers. Why is it why has this one captured the imagination? Because you were a hater.
I was a hater.
And you came to it at the weekend, but now addicted.
So I've never seen Love Island before. I thought it was going to be the same as Big Brother, X on the
Beach.
That's
what I'm assuming.
All of those other programmes. But I think it's the characters. You get invested. You like with Big Brother, everyone's just going in there to play up to the public, to win, to be the most outrageous. Whereas this, people are trying to find love. And it's so just... awesome seeing like the basis of a relationship start and what everyone goes through in their life, all the ups and downs, all the pieing, all the savagery. It's
but aren't they just going in there with the sole intention of the point of it is to get off with someone?
No, the point is to find love. It's to be in a relationship.
It's
to be coupled.
Yes,
you'd have thought, but I mean, obviously there is part of you in your head that's like, oh, it's all for the TV, it's all for the cameras, they're just going on to get famous.
The people they choose seem very genuine, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, most of them. They're not people who are like, you know when they always have like a really massively camp outspoken guy on Big Brother, he's the camp outspoken one this year.
Yeah.
They don't really have that. It's like just watching a group of young people who are all very attractive go into a villa together, really.
It's
but of course,
watch.
They're all of an attractive type, aren't they, though? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Would it be better
levels
with a load of ugly people? Oh, no, that one's a bit. Would it be better with a load of ugly, normal people? I mean, just shoved in like Cornelius. You know, just shoved in there.
I think Ugly Love Island should have.
Ugly Island.
No, Ugly Love Island. So they still all have to hook up with each other and stuff.
But they're mingers.
that would be a good watch, I
reckon. I think it'd be a very similar show, to be honest.
Do people say mingers still?
What's
it now? I mean,
I don't know, because the thing is, it's not a very negative show like that.
No,
either.
It's all worldies, you know.
Yeah, so people aren't that negative. People get a bit, you know, like bitchy and stuff like that, but it's all right. Like, people actually get, there's not major arguments, and when they are, they all sort of sort it out like adults. My favourite bit is when they vote people off. Sometimes they send in Caroline Flack to announce the thing, but another time, as they did last night, each one has a phone and they get a text, so they all sit in a circle and then they're slowly sent text and they have to read it out aloud, and you can just see some of them like,
they get the
I'm
text
gonna have to read it,
and then like, and then they've given the choice of who they want to dump, so it's like all the pressure is on them.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of the time it is like, oh, just because they're coupled up, I'm going to dump the new girl and the new guy. But I'm waiting for that big shock where one of the guys is just like, you know what? I'll get rid of Johnny just so I can crack on with Tyler.
All you have to do is watch one episode and then you're in.
That's it.
I might,
John,
give,
come over to mine tonight. We'll watch together.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
And then we can have a little gaze out in the stars, find any UFOs around Wimbledon.
Inappropriate phrase, but yes, sir.
9 o'clock on ITV2.
Great. All right. Well, look, Kyle, thank you for the invitation. I'll see you later. and for the diversity paper review.
No, thanks for having me.
Once again. Now, there is Headline Hijack on the way. That is a made-up news story. It needs to be in the news at 2 o'clock, which is very much on the way. As you know, it's there to fool the people not listening to this bit. There can be only one person's story in that news. That person today is...
Dave.
Where's he from?
Edinburgh.
Dave in Edinburgh. Good afternoon to you. You have your made-up news story in. Well done. In the next bit of the programme as well, here's what's coming up the rest of today, certainly. We will be having the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be bringing you work experience punditry. It's Wednesday, so we'll be rounding up a load of hipster nonsense for you. Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us later to tell us a joke, and there'll be a game of Dead or Alive in the last half an hour. Talk Radio in the afternoons. News is on the way. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So listen, sour flavours are big right now. So Oasis Drinks is launching new Sour Oasis in apple cherry sour and kiwi apple sour flavour. And grime is big right now, so Oasis is jumping on that too.
Yeah, Max, check this jingle. Rap, drink 'em up. Rap, drink 'em up. Introducing new sour Oasis. Why I'm now getting in your faces? If it's not stocked in your local places, oh well, just buy a normal Oasis. Rap, drink 'em up. Rap, drink 'em up. Yeah.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shade and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shade for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Work doesn't end because you're not there. It's always 9 a.m. somewhere. There's always a call to take. And business doesn't sleep, even when you do. eReceptionist lets you step outside the office and balance work with life. With eReceptionist, calls can be directed to a landline or your mobile. So wherever you are, you're local. And with our unique app, you can dial out from your landline number with your mobile. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Cancel within 30 days to avoid charges.
If you still haven't gotten around to finding out if you ever had PPI, then it's probably time you did. Because even though there's still time to claim before the PPI deadline, time is the one thing that will eventually run out. All you have to do is text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. You can then claim the money yourself or let the claims guys do it for you. It's your choice. Isn't it time you texted PLEASE to 60777?
The claims guys.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 2. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Grenfell Task Force sent in his council powers cut. The PM defends saying no to pay rises. And find out where Brits are buying their properties abroad.
Talk Radio.
A specialist task force is being sent in to help Kensington and Chancery Council with key services after the deadly Grenfell Tower fire. Around 250 specialist investigators are using all available techniques to carry out the process of identifying those who died in the blaze 3 weeks ago. Local Labour councillor Pat Mason has told Talk Radio people in the area are angry.
The level of mistrust is so great that nothing that anyone says from the government, the council or the response team will be believed. They just simply think they're hiding from them. They spent years warning them about disasters like this, and particularly the Grenfell Tower Residents Association. They warned them. We, as a Labour group on the council, warned them time after time.
A number of job centres are going to merge or close, affecting up to 750 jobs. The Department for Work and Pensions says it will save more than £140 million a year over the next decade. The Prime Minister has defended caps on public workers' pay rises. She's warned there needs to be a balance between rewarding nurses and teachers and ensuring the country lives within its means. Jeremy Corbyn attacked her over what he called a low pay epidemic in the public sector. But in the Commons, Theresa May hit back at the Labour leader.
I understand that it has been hard for people who've been working hard and making sacrifices over the years as we've been dealing with Labour's mismanagement of the economy.
Three in four graduates in England will never pay off their student loans. The Institute for Fiscal Studies says students from the poorest background starting uni this September will finish with debts worth around £57,000. And the most popular European country for Brits looking for property is Spain. Rightmove says the country notches up more than 2.5 million searches every month. The website's second most popular overseas nation is France, followed by Italy and Portugal.
Thank you very much, Victoria. I wasn't really listening.
I know, you were reading something in great detail.
I was. What was the last bit you said?
Brits are looking to buy places abroad, in Europe, in Spain. And then France is the second most popular, Italy third, then Portugal fourth.
That's really worth listening to. So thank you, Victoria, though, for the news. That was lovely.
Well, clearly it wasn't lovely, because she just said it wasn't worth listening
to.
Well,
just that bit. The rest of it was great.
You didn't listen to any of it.
No, I didn't.
Like I haven't been listening to your show.
Well, and exactly. I'm just returning the favour, that is all. In an hour and a half, Victoria will be here with today's bonus news. Her bulletins, as you've just witnessed for yourself, are shorter than they used to be. So she has to make the time up. So we bring you bonus news, animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. Today, it's mineral news. The nation's favourite.
Yeah, John.
Your least favourite, though, isn't it?
Yeah, John.
Yeah. So that's on the way at around 3:30. Thank you, Victoria, very much. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right, here's Ben. Have you done the weather?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here's Victoria with the weather.
So bright and dry in the north, very warm and sunny in the south. Highs are 28 degrees.
Thank you. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We're waiting for Arsenal to confirm the £52 million record signing of striker Alexander Lacazette from Lyon. A former Lyon and France manager, Gerard Houllier, has told Talk Sport Lacazette compares with Gunners legend Ian Wright and he'll guarantee goals at the Emirates. Heather Watson's into the third round at Wimbledon following a straight sets win over Anastasia Sevastova. The British number two sealed the victory 6-love, 6-4 after just over an hour's play. Watson will take on former former world number one Victoria Azarenka next. Jo Konta's in action right now. She trails Croatian Donna Vekic by 5-3 in the first set. Andy Murray will follow her. He takes on Dustin Brown. Finally, British and Irish Lions head coach Warren Gatland names his side for Saturday's decisive third test with New Zealand later this evening. Liam Williams is expected to retain his place for the win or bust match, despite missing their latest training session in Queenstown. Lions versus the All Blacks, the third test decider, is live on TalkSport on Saturday morning from 7. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, as Donald Trump prepares for his first visit to Europe as US president, a White House internal memo has been leaked with a list of his demands. These include no meetings with dignitaries where he has to bow, free Wi-Fi in every location so he can update Twitter, and that each hotel bed is fitted with waterproof sheets. The White House has refused to comment.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria with the latest news and Ben there with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh, my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon, then. You are listening to Talk Radio. And as I say, on the way later, there is the big debate at 3 o'clock. Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us after 3 as well with his Professor Stephen Hawking pullback and reveal feature. And we'll be reviewing hipster nonsense because work experience punditry today takes us into the realm of anyone with a square beard who's opened a pop-up cafe to flog cereal to gullible people.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
But before that, the government deadline to rehouse residents of the Grenfell Tower passes today, yet only 9 of the offers out of 139, I think it is, have been accepted so far, with survivors refusing to move from the hotels that they're currently in to the properties that have been made available to them. Not only that, there were angry scenes at a meeting last night as displaced families and residents demanded of the authorities to know what the accurate death toll numbers are, why they haven't been released yet, and why there have been no arrests over the failures that seemingly led to this tragedy. This morning it was also announced that, given Kensington and Chelsea Council's seeming inability to deal with the aftermath, a government task force is going in to take over the housing department and other operations. Councillor Robert Atkinson is the Labour councillor for Kensington and Chelsea. He's on the phone. Good afternoon, Robert.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. So, where are we now? The story, you know, we're a few weeks into this story now, but each and every day seems to bring more, I'm going to say, disappointment, I suppose, more calls for action as to why things aren't being done. Where are we now in this?
Well, the council has, in effect, thrown in the towel with regards to housing policy. They recognise that they're not capable of solving the housing elements, and therefore the government has sent in commissioners. I think they're calling them something different, but they are in effect commissioners,
yeah,
who will run the housing and the regeneration policy on behalf of the residents because the council's not capable
of
it. I'm hoping it's experienced people from other authorities who've got a grasp of successful social housing.
I see,
but can I say there does also still need to be a democratic input, because there's far too much is being done for people or to people, and they're not getting the input themselves. The residents were told that they would have choice and that things would move at their own pace. And I'm not convinced that that is what's happening.
Yeah, well, initially, when that deadline was put on this by Theresa May, of course, and as I say, today was the deadline, saying that people would be rehoused and certainly offered accommodation by today. And that was quite early on. So, in effect, that deadline you object to was there straight away, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. She announced that deadline and she didn't consult anybody else.
Yeah.
She wished yet again to be seen to be doing something without reference to anyone else. As I say, I think that the rehousing of the survivors, who are extremely vulnerable and confused and having great problems coming to terms with what's happened, we need to move at the pace the survivors can tolerate. And if they wish to take a few more days to make up their minds, if they wish to stay in the hotel accommodation because they don't want to move to temporary accommodation as an intermediary before they're moved to permanent accommodation, then we owe them. We owe that to them. Some of them want to move back close to the tower. Others
do not, of course.
As far away as possible.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It's interesting about you saying, let's go back to that point of bringing people with experience and hopefully experts from other councils to do with social housing. However, so many councils now across the country appear to have been sort of affected by the same problems in terms of, we know now of all the unsafe cladding on, is it 600 tower blocks around the country or something? And that's not just, they're not just Tory councils, they're Labour councils, they're Lib Dem councils.
No, that's true. That is absolutely true. But I would point out that Kensington has less excuse than anybody else because, as they used to proudly boast, we are the richest local authority in Europe. Mm. So it wasn't lack of money. Now, it might have been lack of money in the case of other people, of other councils, and that's the other reason why I am calling for Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, to be given a role in this. A, he knows what he's doing. B, it's a problem much bigger, as you say, it's a bigger problem than just Kensington and Chelsea Council. And, of course, he's democratically elected, so he is able to act and speak for the people of London.
One of your colleagues, Emma Dent Code, is it, who has called Sir Martin Morbick, of course, he's the judge leading this inquiry. David Lammy has waded into this as well, of course. The words technocrat who lacked credibility have been used. David Lammy's calling for him to step down. Do you agree with that?
I want to judge as I find. I will give the judge a chance. What I do, again, I agree with Sadiq Khan that if we have a judge, the judge needs to act quickly and to produce interim reports, because the people of North Kensington are not going to wait for 2 years or 3 years for a detailed report. We want bullet points, we want intermediate reports, and we want them this summer.
Does it matter?
So I would agree with that. I think Emma Dent Code, who has been elected as a Member of Parliament for Kensington, of course, has a right. She knows the area. I'm happy to hear what she has to say. I'm sorry that David Lammy has lost a friend in the area, but I don't think that he is as knowledgeable or as involved with the community in North Kensington as am I, or as is Emma Dent Code.
So you don't think the fact that, and this is a David Lammy quote, of course, the fact that this man is white and upper class, is going to, that's not going to alter his inquiry, is it?
I don't think that helps.
No. Okay, that's fair enough. Just one other point very quickly, because I know you've got to get off, but the numbers, the death toll numbers that we're hearing about, now we've had this just in the last couple of hours, really, about they're using the phrase visible remains, which is an awful phrase, but what else can they do, I suppose, about how many people that might have been in the tower. We still don't know the full numbers, but the reasons for that aren't the sort of conspiracy that I suppose the likes of Lily Allen have been peddling around, is it? It's simply because it's such a difficult task to do this, and we don't have the exact numbers because of the various sublets that appear to be going on, even though now anyone doing that has been told they won't be prosecuted for that unlawful letting.
I think that does need to be repeated more and more, because it's a question of winning people's trust.
Yeah.
People have been treated so badly, and the number of people here have come from countries where they couldn't trust the state or the state's word in any in any circumstances. So perhaps even a written guarantee from a government minister has less credibility from people from a different culture than it might do. It might do here.
Indeed,
so, we must continue to work with organisations such as the Kensington Law Centre, such as the Muslim Cultural Heritage Centre, who are trusted in the community. We need to get their support. We need to get their endorsements for whatever we do. And above all, we need to listen to the residents and to the survivors.
All right, listen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Councillor Robert Atkinson, Labour Councillor of Kensington and Chelsea. Disagreeing, I think, with David Lammy's view that the judge appointed isn't suitable to do the job because he's white and upper class. He says he knows the area better than David Lammy, as does the elected MP, Emma Dent Code, of course. But that's the latest at the moment. We still don't have the figures of the death toll, and it could indeed be some time before that happens, because there will be complex inquests And coroner reports still to come. But that is where we are up to with the Grenfell story at this time this afternoon. On the way, on another and lighter note, Jacob Rees-Mogg, the Tory MP, has had a baby and named it something ridiculous. Details coming. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old. Football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I've got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
Is now your going to work time? Maybe it's your coming home time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Do it now. Visit gov.uk/manage tax credits now. We're ready when you are.
Now at TradePoint, get 3 for £33 on selected Leyland Trade paints. See in-store for more details or visit tradepoint.co.uk to view the full range. Hurry, offer ends 9th of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Have I got PPI?
I've never liked making a fuss, especially when it came to PPI, until I came across haveigotppi.com. Their free PPI check really helped me. But now the claim clock is ticking. The deadline for missold PPI has been set for August 2019. So text HAVE to 80800 for your free PPI check before it's too late.
haveigotppi.com.
That's HAVE to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M23 is really suffering near Gatwick Airport. Two lanes are closed northbound around Junction 9 because of an accident. Through Babrum in Cambridgeshire, the eastbound A11 has been closed because of a bus fire. And in Stowmarket in Suffolk, the westbound A14 is currently closed, Junctions 50 to 49 because of an accident. A medical incident on the northbound M40 is causing delays near Junctions 10 for Brackley. And the northbound M6 is struggling between 12 for Telford and 13 for Stafford South. A couple of lanes are out because of debris in the carriageway. I'm Gerina Adams.
And this is the new Golf! Lovely, isn't it?
Looks great!
It's got daytime LED running lights, so you'll be seen through this fog!
Perfect!
Rain won't be a problem for the high-speed windscreen wipers!
Nice!
Heated mirrors, too, so they don't steam up!
Has it got a sunroof?
Sunroof? It's an option! Not sure you'll need one, though!
The Golf event from 7th to 24th of July. If only summer lasted as long. Get 2 free services and £1,500 towards your deposit on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at 4.9% APR representative. Visit your Volkswagen retailer for more information. Excludes Northern Ireland. TNCs apply. Excludes eGolf and Golf SV. Indemnities may be required subject to status. 18s and over. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, Jacob Rees-Mogg is a name to conjure with, isn't it? A Tory MP, Jacob Rees-Mogg. But it's nowhere near a name to conjure with, given the name he's just given his sixth child. He has called it, if you haven't seen this already, Sixtus Dominic Boniface.
Christopher.
Yeah, let's concentrate on Sixtus Dominic Boniface. which is something guaranteed to ruin that child's life, I imagine. So he's got other children, though. Jacob Rees-Mogg, of course. Peter, acceptable.
That's not his full name, is it?
Peter Theodore Alphage. Anselm Charles Fitzwilliam. Yeah. Tom went with Somerset Dunstan. And Mary. He got a bit fed up with his daughter's one, didn't he? It was so experimental there, was it? Poor old Mary left out there.
She dodged a bullet there. Didn't you know, hard to say. It's hard to know how she feels about that.
I'm just looking at her full name. It's Mary Encephalitis Squirrel Fat. I don't know. What are we doing? Sixtus Dominic Boniface. Anyway, the thing is, he is a baby-making machine. That much is clear. That is six Rees-Mogg babies. And, of course, they're all posh, as they would be, because he's posh, isn't he? And Tory MPs, little-known fact, emit caviar instead of sperm. And that's how they get so posh babies. And that's why they have to give them those names. But we're going to help, because he's bound to want more babies. And he's just on and on he goes.
It's almost certain.
Sort of single-handedly, well, I think there's someone else involved, repopulating the nation with little Rees-Moggs. Until one day, all there will be are Rees-Moggs. So we thought, anyway, we'd help him out with some names. So if you'd like to send us names for future children of Rees-Mogg, then we'll pass them on. Cornelius, I know you've got some there.
Yes. Prometheus Reginald Hartley Paul the Eighth.
Is excellent, isn't it? I'm very keen on Wigbert Zebedee Brexit Rees-Mogg, which I think is a superb name for a child. Any more there?
Lloyd Barclay, Santander, Morgan and West, Rees-Mogg.
Ra-Ra Rasputin, lover of the Russian Queen, Rees-Mogg. If you would like to send us some names for Jacob's future children, then please do. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
End your message with Rees-Mogg.
Right, let's talk to a foreign correspondent.
That's for 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, of course, with the launch of North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile, sparking fears that America could be destroyed by the end of the week, we need to talk about the intervention of China, both China and Russia, of course, now, on the US to freeze their military exercises in a bid to cool tensions. South Korea and the US, of course, have an alliance. They were launching their own retaliatory tests yesterday and overnight. Let's talk to Talk Radio's Chinese China correspondent Mi Ling, who is on the line from China. Good afternoon, Mi Ling.
Ni hao.
Yes. So, talk us through this, because China obviously are directly involved in this story. Trump has called upon China. China have responded. Where are we in this escalating World War III?
掌握自己的一天是吧？ 那我大概是这样的， 我早上很早就去菜市场买菜， 然后回来后我做饭， 然后家里有四个人， 所以就是我， 我的丈夫， 我的儿子和我的女儿， 儿子有三岁， 我每天很忙， 我要照顾小孩子， 我经常带他们去公园玩。 孩子很调皮，喜欢跑来跑去。
Yeah. No, let me sorry to interrupt you there, but you make a very good point. I wonder though if it is as the case, of course. China have told the UN that these tensions could get out of control. This is the Chinese ambassador to the UN. Disaster if world powers cannot find a way to de-escalate hostilities with the isolated nation of North Korea. So, in China itself, what's the thinking about that country, your country's role in this?
是,讲得对。
Yeah, that's what I would have said. Tell me a little bit about how, on the world stage now, China, of course, is a superpower, the US is a superpower, North Korea is a tiny, piddly little place. You know, how do you view it? Is it like a case of China and the US, and so just sort of, like in the playground scenario, sort of bully North Korea by, you know, giving it a wedgie, a metaphorical wedgie, and taking its lunch money? What do you think?
那么我就告诉你，我家附近有一个很大的超市，这个超市呢什么都有，里面非常大，有好几层。像这个周末我就是去向了做那个晚饭，但是没有肉，所以我去了这个超市买肉，但是进了之后我就发现里面很多很多东西，那么多好吃的东西，而且有很多很有用的东西，很快购物车就满了。
Yeah, sorry. Just can you just elaborate a bit on that final point? Because I think that is a good point.
就是说，对我那个车子就推到了那个收银台，他们就是说我要付600块钱，真多，我这么花了那么多钱，你知道吗？真是的，我只能去了，就是想买了点肉，然后他们就说，600块钱。
Yes, I see that, and many people listening to this will also agree. But it's quite interesting how China sees Trump's role in this, because Trump, of course, is more or less a laughing stock worldwide. How do China view the Trumpy?
对，我明天早上起床后就去那个刷牙，知道吗？然后穿上衣服。
I know. You're absolutely right. I mean, do you think a Chinese prostitute would weigh on him?
然后我们去市场买了这个早饭，吃完之后我就回宿舍拿书，然后去教室。我学英语的，你知道吗？
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, it would. You're right. It would involve an invitation to China to do that. In terms of the future, though, I mean, is it a case that there's a feeling in China that China would go to war with America?
我们有口语课、阅读课、写作课、听力课等等。我喜欢英语口语课，你知道吗？因为我们上课的时候经常做游戏，大家都觉得有趣。
Yeah.Well, I mean, you've got China, of course, has nuclear pandas now, doesn't it? You know, which can, of course, be launched very quickly. If you strap a panda with a bomb in it to the front of a missile, that could cause catastrophic damage, couldn't it?
很多人也一起去这个唱 K 地方。大部分是女的，都是妈妈，知道吗？有人放音乐，然后我们就开始唱歌，啦啦啦啦啦，这样子我觉得非常好。而且我大概也是10点半左右回家睡觉了。
Which some people would say is cruel, but you know it's a war situation. What can you do? Let me talk a little bit finally about this. So China have called upon the US.To freeze these military exercises. Now, this we are told, and this is a quote from South Korea's president, that they have, in the face of the North Korean ballistic missile test, they have a drill has been mentioned. But to my mind, a drill is no... We talked about this. A drill is no real deterrent to a missile, is it? A drill is a very different thing, maybe for putting up shelves or for dentists to hurt people. But a drill is just no defence against a nuclear weapon, is it?
我明天早上就6点起床，然后去那个去刷牙，然后我陪朋友一起去学那个音乐和英语，然后就这样的一个情况嘛。我觉得中午我们可以去食堂吃午饭，我觉得吃午饭是最喜欢的一个时间。当下课的时候人特别多，特别多。
Well, yes, but I mean the answer, I suppose you're right again, that it could be to put drills on the end of missiles, and I suppose you could intercept. We talked about this earlier, a nuclear weapon with a drill on the end of a missile, which could of course drill into that weapon, couldn't it? I mean, is that something that China would look to develop?
应该是的，应该是的吧。
Yeah. All right, you make it. That's a very fair point. Just finally, if you wouldn't mind, I'm thinking of having a Chinese takeaway tonight. What would you recommend?
带走的是吧？哦， 我喜欢时尚，时尚的菜很便宜，而且我觉得比外面的更健康。吃完午饭，我们一般都会宿舍睡午觉。
Excellent.
然后下午，对，就这样。
Come with prawn crackers.、Yeah.
Prawn crackers.
Anyway, look, thank you very much indeed. That's very useful. Sorry about the quality of the line there, of course, but we are obviously talking to Mi Ling there all the way from China. Foreign correspondent, our Chinese foreign correspondent there, bringing us up to date on China's role in the escalating tensions between North Korea and South Korea and indeed the rest of the world. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at just after 2:30, here's Victoria now with the latest headlines.
Thanks, John. Police officers investigating the Grenfell Tower fire say they've recovered all visible human remains from the burnt-out building. However, they say there's a lot of work to do to identify more victims. Meanwhile, Housing Minister Alex Sharma has been updating MPs in the House of Commons. He says nearly 140 families have been offered temporary accommodation.
The number of reports which have been made claiming people are being told to move far from London. Or they may be deemed homeless if they do not accept an offer. I want to be absolutely clear to the House. If this is ever suggested to a victim, then it is completely unacceptable.
The Prime Minister is standing firm over demands for a public sector pay cut to be lifted. Theresa May has told the Commons that any future decision must be measured against Britain living within its means. 750 jobs are at risk after it was confirmed more than 100 job centres are going to merge or close. The government says it will save more than £140 million a year and will result in more efficient service. The Foreign Secretary has spoken to his Italian counterpart over what care terminally ill baby Charlie Gard receives. It's after the Vatican Children's Hospital in Rome offered to take the 10-month-old in. Boris Johnson says it's right decisions continue to be led by expert medical opinion supported by the courts. It's been ruled his life support should be turned off soon. And the West Midlands has made a bid to lure Channel 4 from London. It's claimed the region could see a £5 billion windfall if it moved there. The government, which owns a broadcaster, has suggested relocating it to create jobs in other parts of the country.
Nuneaton.
Not Nuneaton.
West Midlands.
Probably Birmingham.
Nuneaton.
Maybe Cov.
Bedworth.
Definitely not Bedworth.
No.
Bedworth.
Bedworth.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a local reference.
It is, yeah.
You don't get it. You're not a Warwickshire type.
Yeah. My dad repaired the water tower in Bedworth.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And built a church.
More like Bedworth. Yeah, sorry, that's just a joke for locals.
Yeah, the in-joke that you have, of course, is that normally you're in bed with your mum.
Oh.
Because she's your girlfriend.
She's not.
She taught you to kiss at a bus
stop.
No,
she didn't.
She did.
You're lying. You made all of this up.
I did not.
Talk Radio does not condone incest.
No, well, no. Never a truer phrase has been said, Victoria. But Cornelius did get caught.
No, I didn't. None of this happened.
He went on a date, right, and he never kissed a girl before.
No.
And his mum walked him to the bus stop, and he admitted that he never kissed a girl before, and his mum then taught him how to kiss at a bus stop in front of people. That's what happened. That actually happened.
That's shocking.
Shut up, Victoria.
It was a while ago now. It's fine. But
you're supposed to be...
No, it's not fine.
It did happen.
It's illegal.
Yeah, right.
It didn't happen.
Well, the Beckhams say it's okay.
What?
To kiss their kids on the lips.
Well, it is okay to kiss your kids on the lips like that.
Oh,
not in the way when they're that age, when they're little. But you were about 23 or something when your mum taught you the French.
The lie you've made up.
I mean, it's not...
is older than the accusation you've just made. That I was 23. I think you made it when I was 22. So get your facts and figures correct.
Yeah.
Honestly.
The weather turning brighter throughout the day and drier in the north. Feeling very warm in the south with lots of sunshine. Highs of 28 degrees is more in I don't know how long.
Probably about 20 odd minutes.
Yeah.
There's also more in an hour where Victoria will bring us bonus news today. That news today is mineral news.
Mineral news.
That's right. Have you started yet on the mineral news research?
There has been some research done.
Yes.
Not by me.
Oh.
But by Asprog Cass.
Oh, she's been helping you out, has she?
Yeah.
She's been sitting on the mineral news desk.
Oh, mineral news.
Yeah. We took her in.
Yeah.
I'm going to assess her work shortly.
Okay, then.
And I'll get back to you.
Right. Good. Thank you very much, Victoria. By the way, did you say that the job centres were closing during that? So what? And so they're ironically making people who work in job centres jobless?
Yes.
Right.
750 jobs are affected.
And where are they going to go to get a job?
Well, Not all of the job centres are closing,
so,
John.
Right, so they'll have to go to one of the other job centres.
Some of them are merging, so some of the
smaller
ones.
If I were them, I genuinely, because people come into the job centre to get a job, they're going to just keep the best jobs back for themselves now, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're not going to, people's going to come in and go, have you got a job? They're going, nope.
They're going to be, what's that? A job at Argos? Oh, keep that in the back pocket.
Yeah.
No, we've got places at Asda, but not so Argos.
I think it's wrong to suggest that they would be so unprofessional.
Yes.
Well, why do you think they're losing their jobs?
Well, because of government cuts, Cornelius. Oh, that's fine. It's not to do with that at all.
They're
a very professional bunch of people, actually.
It's
a real shame.
Of money.
So, you know, go back to your bus stop with your mum. So,
stop encouraging it. It's illegal.
Bit of the programme. I don't think it's illegal to kiss, is it? Anyway.
It's still incest.
No, it's not.
It didn't happen!
In the next bit of the programme, we are going to bring you work experience punditry, where new work experience, Fergus will be here to bring us a roundup of hipster nonsense. If it pops up, back to the bus stop, we'll be reviewing it here. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of suggestions coming in for Jacob Rees-Mogg future-proofing. Now, he's had a baby, of course. He's the Tory MP. He has called his sixth child Sixtus Dominic Boniface. So we are helping him out. Should he have more children, why don't you suggest names that he can give to them? Here's some that are coming in. This is from Dave Stevenson. Hello, Dave. Balthazar Redwing Sharply Rees-Mogg.
Mm.
Cornelius, have you got any there?
Yes, this is from Steve, who says, Prince, Your Majesty, Penelope Envelope.
Very
Rees-Mogg.
Good. That Rees-Mogg is very important on the end. Mm. Sir Mogg, Snickerton, Peanut Mogg, Reese's Pieces piece of Rees-Mogg. That's come in from Self Pithy.
Tony's put Mog Reese Jacob Reese Mog.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, Reese Mog has come in from Keith. The news, before we talk to Fergus, the news today, there's a lot going on. Students, of course, are going to be paying £57,000, it seems, back for their student loans, paying that back well into their 50s. That's very much on the front pages of the papers today. The tennis is on. Wimbledon continues. We bring you our exclusive in-depth coverage, of course, now. So there's, just looking at it on telly, there's two. They're men. They're playing tennis. And one has just hit the ball. And the other one's hit the ball back. And that's bounced.
And they've stopped playing again.
Stop there.
Lots of flies on the court today, John. What do we think of that?
Flies flying around. So the heat probably.
They're ball flies, John, yeah. So they'll collect the ball if it goes up into the air.
Right, that's what they do. Several of them just grab the ball, do they?
Yes.
Bring it back. Right. And that's our in-depth tennis coverage to the best of our knowledge of it there. But it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Don't worry about it, Cornelius. Many people can't, but it's all right. We are here to help with the current affairs and the news. Because what we do is we take the current affairs and the news and we'll expose it for what it is. And what it is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Kim Jong says missile was Independence Day gift. Hope he kept receipt.
News, the news! In the haikus. Now, work experience punditry today comes from a brand new work experience. It's his first go at it. He's called Fergus. Hi, Fergus.
Hi, John. Nice to meet you. It's good to be on air.
And that's all you get before the traffic and the travel. We'll be back to talk about hipster nonsense very shortly with work experience punditry. Here comes some adverts.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3, helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Top trade picks at Trade Point. Nick Good, joint and fill, 10 kilograms, was £11.66, now just £10. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on. Trade
Point! A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M23 is queuing past Gatwick Airport towards the M25. A lane remains closed at the scene of an accident. The M5 North is heavy around Junction 22 for Burnham-on-Sea because of a breakdown on the exit slip road. Suffolk's A14 through Stowmarket is now partially open westbound after an accident there, and so is the A11 in the Babram area of Cambridgeshire after a bus fire near to Forwent Ways. And there's an accident on Greater Manchester's eastbound M56 which is causing delays near Manchester Airport, so between Junctions 5 and 4. I'm Jarena Adams.
And this is the new Golf! Lovely, isn't it?
Looks great!
It's got daytime LED running lights, so you'll be seen through this fog!
Perfect!
Rain won't be a problem for the high-speed windscreen wipers!
Nice!
Heated mirrors, too, so they don't steam up!
Has it got a sunroof?
Sunroof? It's an option! Not sure you'll need one, though!
The Golf event from 7th to 24th of July. If only summer lasted as long. Get two free services and £1,500 towards your deposit on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at 4.9% APR representative. Visit your Volkswagen retailer for more information. Excludes Northern Ireland. T&Cs apply. Excludes eGolf and Golf SV. Indemnities may be required subject to status. 18s and over. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Titanium Lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis, and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
My goodness me, but doesn't politics move fast? So now here's Ben Fletcher from the pre-recorded sport, giving us a live daily update on who the Prime Minister of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is.
Theresa May.
Thanks very much, Ben.
It's all right.
Can you keep us updated as the days go on?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right then, it's time for today's work experience punditry. Fergus is with us. He is brand new to work experience punditry. Allow me to explain it to him as much as you. So our work experiences, of course, they're in the office, they do officey things. But what we do is we drag them away from that, the dull drudgery of the photocopier, and put them in front of the microphone and get them to review stuff. We tell them it gives them a leg up into the industry, Fergus, don't we?
That's a nice way to think of it.
Yes, yeah. But that's not true. In fact, you're only here because we don't have to pay you.
I figured, don't worry, yeah. I was being polite.
All right, good. Right, so here's what we're doing. Wednesday, because we do film, we do music, we do TV, of course. Wednesday is always hipster nonsense. It's the pop-up crap that continues to pop up, isn't it? If it's a disused railway arch and it sells cereal out of someone's beard, then this is where you'll find it reviewed. What are you starting with, Fergus?
Well, I'm going to start with Vaporwave this week.
Vaporwave?
Vaporwave,
what's
yes.
that?
It's, well, depending on how you look at it, it's either a new musical genre or a gimmick. Really depends on your stance on it.
I'm going to say gimmick.
I would probably say gimmick as well.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole idea is you take cheesy 80s music, like smooth jazz or elevator music,
right,
and slow it down so it's trippy and stuff. That's the whole idea.
That's it.
That is it, yeah.
Vaporwave.
Vaporwave. But the hipsters love it. You can't go to a house party without it having that distinctly 80s supermarket vibe. So,
do we have any of this?
I'll try and get some.
Yeah, try and get some Vaporwave.
Vaporwave.
So but because this music was bad enough as it was.
Just quickly, I would have obviously lined up some music, but I thought we were going to talk about vaping. I thought, oh, it's something to do with vaping.
Well, I suppose technically you could squash eight. I mean, because I don't know much about vaping, but from what I've seen of it, it looks stupid. Doesn't it? Because where cigarettes used to, I mean, I'm not condoning smoking, but cigarettes used to look like a cigarette, you know, but now it looks like somebody's fellating a robot.
It does indeed look stupid.
It's a really, really ridiculous, complex thing that has a light on it. And people get all sorts of weird flavours. I was filling up my car with petrol the other day, and on top of, you know, when they advertise like a set of tumblers for a quid or something on top of the petrol pump, and it was cheap vaping flavours. And I was looking at them thinking, what weird set of flavours is this? So I'm thinking it would fit right in, the Vaporwave sort of cheesy 80s flavour.
Yeah. You could vape to Vaporwave, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, this is the sort of music that's terrible anyway.
I'm not a fan, certainly, no.
Right.
But the kids love it, so...
What are the kids doing to it,
the kids
if they're
do
not
it,
vaping?
Usually just kind of chilling. Supposedly it's a critique on consumer culture. In practice, it's more nonsense, really, but... So, I mean, I think you listen to it and kind of, like, stroke your chin and think about...
Maybe it's music to grow a beard to.
Yeah, you could do that as well.
It takes a while, doesn't it? The hipsters, they like this big square beard, don't they? The bushy, and maybe you could just let this music wash over you as you just sit there and wait for your beard to grow. I think Cornelius has found some of it. Is this Vaporwave? I mean, it doesn't sound like they've slowed down. It just sounds like the same sort of elevator music that.
This I'm not sure if this is Vaporwave, to be honest.
Well, it's the first YouTube hit. It says Vaporwave mix. Just chill out.
Right. I can actually feel a beard growing as I listen to this.
Should I skip it forward a bit?
Yeah.
It's going to be quite similar. It's 5 minutes in.
Well, no, this is 20 minutes later. It's a...
Right. This is equally hipster, but probably not vaporwave. You want artists like Windows 98, Hong Kong Express, and St. Pepsi.
I don't know what you're talking about. Well, that's vaporwave. And what this... So the kids are going to... This is being played in the hipster cafes and the...
The hipster cafes and parties of the world, yeah.
Well, it's stupid, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think that's quite
nice to have on in the background of a cafe, definitely.
No, it's...
Why
it's,
not? What's wrong
just,
with it?
It's not just Muzak stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's exactly... People like that, don't they?
No one likes...
Nothing distracting.
No one likes Muzak, it's lame.
Let's
no.
see.
Yeah.
Fergus is a young person, he knows about this stuff.
Fine.
All right. What else have you got, Ferg?
So, next on the list, I have minimalism and the tiny house movement. Don't know if you guys have heard of those.
John lives in one, don't you, John?
Very good.
Live in a little tiny house.
Reference to my height, very good. Yeah. What is it?
Well, basically, hipsters, I think, are always associated with kind of extravagant dress. But the thing right now is to wear the opposite. Like, you can't go to a hipster techno night without seeing a bunch of bald guys in plain black t-shirts. They're very minimalist with their hair as well.
Right, a hipster techno night?
Oh, yeah, hipsters love techno. I assumed you guys would have covered that one at this point, though. I mean...
Well, no, not really. I mean, we've mainly done cafes where you can have a coffee, but while you're stroking an owl or something. It's that sort of... And cafes where you can go and lick the coffee. They don't have cups. They just dip homeless people's beards in the coffee, and you go and lick it out of the beard.
Bagel restaurants, but without the holes in the bagels.
Yeah, and that sort of thing. But I wasn't aware there's so musical movements for hipsters is a good area.
Now it's all about shaving your hair, moving to Berlin, and becoming a techno DJ.
Playing your vaporwave.
Playing, you probably slipping some vaporwave in there as well.
So what was the uniform of the hipster before?
The uniform of the hipster before would just be like intentionally looking like you hadn't thought about what you were wearing, right? So wearing, you know, like a bath rug, you know, just like random and Amy Winehouse style hair.
Yeah.
Just anything, really. Anything.
Vintage jackets. Like 80s. Yeah. Exercise jackets like Adidas, but really brightly coloured and stuff like that.
Rosanna, is it?
That was very.
That's
cool,
very. That's.
Yeah.
I think that's still in. Mm. Yeah.
Right. So, but now it's a black t-shirt.
Now it's as little as possible.
Right.
While still wearing clothes, obviously. Yeah. That's not.
Well, you
minimalism.
Say obviously.
That's
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, the next thing might just be nude hipsters.
That's true. Nudity hasn't had its time yet. So
that could be. That could be a thing. I mean, I haven't seen. Well, no, I suppose now you mention it, maybe I have seen people just in black t-shirts with bald heads, and I wasn't aware they were hipsters. They've got to have a badge or something that lets me know. It's too confusing. It's hard to keep up with the hipsters, isn't it? Because they change everything all the time. So, you know, I don't know what... One thing, one minute it's hip, and the next minute it's just too mainstream for them.
Yeah, it moves fast. The train moves fast. You
so
know,
what's the little house movement?
Well, the tiny house movement is this minimalism taken to, like, its logical extreme. Basically, the thing now is to buy as small a house as possible to save space and stuff. And live with as little, as few things. It's all very Gwyneth Paltrow.
Isn't that just the economy?
Well, no, because they're very expensive small houses. Basically, the way hipsters see it, why buy a flat when you could buy an expensive Wendy house?
Right, and so then they're living in this, are they? In their little hipster communes?
In little cabinets and things like that, yeah. And the argument, you know, they argue like, oh, I'm much happier now, I spend much more time with my family.
Right.
We all live in a... Yeah, closet together.
I mean, for a movement of people that thrives on new things popping up and going to sit there and pretend to be enjoying it, it's quite the sort of idea of having nothing is sort of the opposite of that, isn't it, in a way? Because they invent new things every day, it seems to me. So now they're just rejecting that.
You misunderstand, though. Everything is too mainstream now. Oh. Better just to have nothing, you know? Like,
but what happens when nothing becomes mainstream?
When nothing, we'll have a real issue.
Yeah.
Does this mean Gandhi is a hipster now?
Gandhi, he was the original hipster,
yeah,
one could argue.
Yeah, in many ways.
Yeah?
Except without the beard.
Yeah, that loincloth look.
Yeah.
You still see that, don't you?
Yeah, quite minimalist.
Around the, see, he's balding, wasn't he?
He was indeed, yeah.
Gandhi, so I suppose that makes some kind of... sense. All right, we're running out of time, so what else have we got hipster-wise?
Moving swiftly onwards. Okay, so we obviously hipsters love their food.
Yeah.
The food hipster trends right now are basically cheese with everything. I don't know if you guys are aware of this.
Cheese with everything?
Cheese with everything.
Custard?
Everything. Everything.
What, any particular kind of cheese?
Just any cheese. It's not real food unless it has the cheese pool, basically.
A cheese pool?
That's when you pull something apart and there's all the cheese
the
in
cheese
between
sort
it.
Of dip sort of thing.
Dippy cheese dip. Like, this is, you know when this started, don't you? This is when, was it Pizza Hut started to put cheese
Pizza Hut.
In their, they used to stuff their crust, didn't they? with the cheese. Do you remember that?
Well, they all do. They all do now. Yeah. But it was Pizza Hut first, so stuff crust. But, you know, I think it's more the thing where you take a bite of just a normal slice of Pizza Hut and then that long string of mozzarella sort of stays with the in between the slice and your mouth as you move it away from your
mouth. Is it a hipster thing to just walk around like that now? To walk around the street holding some pizza away from you, but the string has to go from your mouth.
It's the new vape.
So, but I mean, they wouldn't look any more stupid, if I'm honest. So that, but that's quite the thing, isn't it? Maybe, do you remember the Pizza Hut advert when they used to take the crust off and it used to pull out and the stringy bit of cheese spelled out the words Pizza Hut?
I don't remember that.
That was an advert for it.
In the 50s, was that?
But no. And maybe that could be a thing where you could spell out various vaporwave or something. Spell out thing in cheese. Maybe spelling out things in cheese is the next...
Maybe we'll be writing our letters in cheese in the future.
Yeah.
Just have to wait and see, though. You never know where hipsters are going to go next. Yeah. They might get bored of cheese. So.
And they can use some cheese to get a bear out of a tree, can't they?
Camembert.
Camembert. Yeah. It's good.
I took a second to get that.
It's not good.
And the other cheese one.
Mascarpone.
Yeah, hide a horse with the cheese, can't they?
Yeah.
Mascarpone. Yeah.
Yeah, they could show some cheese itself in the mirror. What would it say?
Hello, me.
Hello, me.
You could ring an infant. Baby bell.
Yeah, good.
Nice.
Good. You could say, that's that Mexican cheese doesn't belong to you.
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. We could go on. But let's not, because we're running out of time. Fergus, final quick one.
I had two more, so I'll speedily make my mind up on which one. I guess I'll stick with the food.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling something a bit more exotic than a bunch of cheese, the unicorn trend is a thing right now, with food in particular.
Oh, this is where they rainbow colour
everything. Yeah, everything is rainbow coloured.
And glitter.
And glitter, yeah.
They love it.
And just lots of candy and stuff.
Yeah. So do you, I mean, can you rainbow colour anything? We've done rainbow cakes, I think, in the but I've seen those.
You can get rainbow anything, though.
Yeah. Like,
you can get
rainbow bagels they sell in
in the bagel place in short. Yeah, exactly.
Can you get rainbow cheese yet?
I'm sure you can. And then you can do the cheese pull with it, because it's not right if you can't do
the
cheese
pull. Because
it
would all come out in different colours then, wouldn't it? So, I mean, you've got red Leicester, so that's red. You know, yellow cheese, that's a thing. Blue cheese.
Yeah.
Orange, I mean, there's cheeses that are orangey. Certainly cheese rind is orange.
You get nettle cheese, which is a bit green, and also the only good use of stinging nettles. So
Did you say nettle cheese?
Yeah, it's a thing. Really?
Really?
Oh, now you throw this hipster trend in at the end.
This is cool.
Nettle cheese?
Nettle cheese, yeah. It's for reals, guys. It exists. It's cheese made with stinging nettles.
I think you just said for reals, but I'm not quite sure. I'm going to let it pass. You're making out of... What? You've put bits of stinging nettle in the cheese?
I'm not quite sure of the logistics, but it definitely exists. I've eaten it before, and you know, it's pretty good.
Is it? When you've had a bit of nettle cheese, do you immediately have to eat a bit of dock leaf cheese to take the pain away? There is rainbow cheese, yes.
I found a recipe online for a rainbow cheese toastie, which has all different colours of cheese. I think it uses sort of colourings. Yeah. But then on top of the toastie is served just sprinkles as well. So it looks hideous.
And that's why hipsters can naff off. Right, thank you, Fergus, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For a work experience punditry roundup of hipster nonsense. In the next bit of the programme, we will bring you the big debate just after 3 o'clock. There will be a game of dead or alive in the final half an hour of the show. And Professor Stephen Hawking, that's right, will be joining us on the programme as well to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. It's all on the way in the next hour. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber, where to?
My name's Calvin, I'm 26 years old. Before Uber, I did waitering jobs, I did events work, you name it, I was doing all kinds of things. I then led on to getting a consultancy business, and I also play football semi-professionally. Business at times was up and down. Also, you have to juggle it with football, so you have to get your training in. You find yourself, you're working constantly, so it got a bit hectic. My uncle, who's a chauffeur, he said to me, if you put in the hours, it can work out for you, especially with your time schedules. Being an Uber partner makes me feel privileged because it kind of opens your eyes to certain things. I'm able to have a flexible life. So you get more happiness, you get more time on your hands to do things that you enjoy doing. And it's made me more friendly.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
Say you're a year into your contract.
and the hot new phone is released. But you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade, admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40-centimetre self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
3 o'clock just gone. Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. Afternoon, says Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, residents won't be forced to move away from Kensington. Pressure for public sector pay rise, and will Corbyn clash with Glasgow?
Talk Radio.
The government is sending in a specialist task force to run some services at Kensington and Chelsea Council following the Grenfell Tower fire. The authority has been criticised for its response to the disaster, and the Mayor of London wants external commissioners to take over completely. While the Housing Minister has told the Commons attempts have been made to match 139 families with appropriate accommodation, Alex Sharma says no one will be forced to accept a home they don't want.
We are urgently working with a number of developers to secure similar properties, either in Kensington and Chelsea or very close to North Kensington, so families can stay in the same area.
The Labour leader has told the Prime Minister people need a pay rise as he urged her to scrap the 1% pay cap on increases for public workers. Theresa May insists any rises need to be measured against the country's need to live within its means. But Jeremy Corbyn's accused her of exploiting the goodwill of those working in schools and hospitals.
The Prime Minister found £1 billion to keep her own job. Why can't you find the same amount of money to keep nurses and teachers in their job, who, after all, serve all of us?
The government has announced it wants to close or merge a number of job centres to save £140 million a year. It means 750 jobs are at risk. A report has found more than three quarters of graduates in England will never pay off their student loan. The Institute for Fiscal Studies says students from the poorest backgrounds starting uni this September will finish with debts worth around £57,000. And Labour says Jeremy Corbyn is happy to raise the issue of zero-hour contracts with the organisers of Glastonbury after the festival was criticised for laying off litter pickers after just 2 days. The party leader, who wants to ban this type of employment, had a rapturous reception at the festival last month.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Thank you very much. Again, I wasn't really paying any attention to that.
I'm not going to ask what you were distracted by.
Well, I was just looking at the tennis.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. You've got to do the weather?
Yes.
Oh, here it is.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry and bright in the
north.
What's
so funny about the weather?
Feeling very warm in the south with the sunshine. Highs are 28 degrees.
There's Victoria there. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Heather Watson's into the third round at Wimbledon following a straight sets victory over Anastasia Sevastova. The British number two sealed the victory 6-love 6-4 after just over an hour's play. Watson will now take on former world number one Victoria Azarenka. Jo Konta's in action right now. She leads Croatian Donna Vekic by a set to love on centre court. Andy Murray will follow her. He takes on the German Dustin Brown. We're waiting for Arsenal to confirm the £52 million record signing of striker Alexander Lacazette from Lyon. A former Lyon, France and Liverpool manager Gerard Houllier has told TalkSport Lacazette compares with Gunners legend Ian Wright and will guarantee goals at the Emirates. Finally, British and Irish Lions head coach Warren Gatland names his side for Saturday's decisive third test with New Zealand later this evening. Liam Williams is expected to retain his place for the win or bust match despite missing their latest training session in Queenstown. Lions versus the All Blacks, the third Test Decider is live over on TalkSport on Saturday morning from 7. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Cornelius, at the beginning of that bulletin, announced that he was going to plank all the way through it. And then when Ben just kept carrying on, he shouted, "No!" And then collapsed on the floor. I mean, he didn't do too badly, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I thought...
How long was that sports bulletin, Chloe? How long was that? About what? Sorry? What? Oh, minute.
One minute's good, isn't it? For a first.
1:07.
I don't think I've planked in ages.
I think you collapsed at around maybe the minute mark.
The thing is, he said an "and finally" story.
Yeah.
And then just carried on for a bit after that. Yeah. Talk about TalkSport 2 for a bit.
Yeah.
That's your "finally." Yeah. I'm going to go hit him.
All right. There we go. That's Cornelius planking throughout the sports. Next, the big debate on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In fact, there's a big debate now. So after North Korea tested a long-range ballistic missile, the news today, of course, is that the US, and South Korea, to quote South Korean President Moon Jae-in, which is a great name, and I imagine Jacob Rees-Mogg has already got his eye on that for his next child. South Korean President has said that they are responding with a drill, which is ludicrous, of course, because a drill is no match for a missile, whether it's military or not. Oh, North Korea fired a missile. Quick, put up a shelf. Or maybe it's a missile with a drill on the end. Actually, thinking about it, that makes much more sense, actually, doesn't it? A missile with a drill on the end launched by South Korea could technically intercept a North Korean missile and drill a hole in it so that the nuclear stuff drops out over somewhere, I don't know, like Hiroshima or something. Those guys are used to it, am I right? I mean, the Americans didn't care about killing thousands of innocent, poor innocent people back then. I don't suppose that's changed under Trump, has it? So, anyway, having called Talk Radio, because I said the word poor during that, is Darling, who's a Talk Radio listener. Good afternoon, Darling.
Good afternoon, sweetheart.
Good. Now, you heard me say the word poor there. Now, different yes. Different spelling, I realise, but you want pause cancelled, I understand. I'm just getting this here. You're part of this anti-poor lobby. No more paws on animals. That's what you're saying. Why shouldn't animals be allowed to have paws anymore?
Well, you're absolutely right, Jonathan. I am a distinguished member of Paws for Thought. The anti-pornography campaigning group.
Yes.
Now, pornography, in case your listeners aren't aware, is exactly like pornography, and it's just as exciting, except that everybody wears giant paws, which ruin it, quite frankly.
Yes. So I can't work out whether you're happy with that or not happy with that.
I'm entirely unhappy with that, John. When it comes to pornography, as it comes to with everything, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
if we don't get rid of pause now, all of them, everywhere,
yes,
it'll be rampant.
Right, OK, well, stay on the line. Melvin's called in to Talk Radio on a telephone number. Listening to you, rampant, Melvin, is the word, darling, used there. Paws are rampant, they will become rampant, we should take them off animals. What do you say?
I can't think of anything I'd like to see more than the rampant claws and paws of a lion. I think there should be more of them. Let's have it right. Yeah. Paws are brilliant. They are padding for feet. You can hide your claws in there.
Yeah.
And I'm a lazy man. I'm a lazy man. So I quite often think if I had paws, I could get away with doing so much less.
Yeah.
You know, like washing up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need to wear shoes, so I wouldn't have to do up my shoelaces.
That's a fair point, yeah.
Just general laziness, really. And cats are lazy, aren't they? They've got paws.
Yeah, that's right. When was the last time you saw a cat doing up a shoe, for example?
That just proves the point. Exactly right. Yeah.
Darling, he's right, isn't it? It just makes life easier, actually, if we all follow the animals and have paws ourselves.
I saw a cat doing up a shoe on YouTube only 5 minutes ago, and I rather wish I hadn't.
Right. Does that count as pornography?
Does that count as an argument?
It's the beginning. It's the beginning of the slippery slope.
Yeah. I mean, you're quite... The slippery slope... What if the slope... Are you saying the slope? Let's imagine the slope. The slope is slippery, but is it slippery because there's all paws gone down it to the bottom? And these are paws that have perhaps trodden in a mud or a puddle or something, and it's made the slope slippery? Or was the slope pre-slippery before the paws went down it?
I don't like to prod... Right. Too deeply into these matters.
Yeah.
But I imagine that it was made slippery by something or someone.
Right.
Paws are ideal for a slippery slope, though, aren't they? Because if you want to slide down, you can just relax. But if you don't want to slide down, you can stick your claws out and have some grippage on the slippery slope. So the paws are ideal for that scenario.
So a slippery slope is a good thing, Melvin, in the case of paws. When a dog cocks its paw... Right, or sometimes the other way around, and has a wee, right, your lobby, darling, and I'm looking at your anti-paw lobby leaflet now, it's a pamphlet, isn't it, that you have issued. I've got it here, and it says...
Yes, a shift.
Yeah, and I'm quoting, a dog putting its paw in the air is tantamount to a Hitler salute, you've said in this leaflet. Now, are you... And I understand that I'm reading down some of your ideas here. Lampposts full of wee, right? So this is the idea that if a dog cocks its paw... It's like a Hitler salute, but you're saying to stop that we should deter them from going for a wee. This is dogs, obviously, on a lamppost, and to get rid of that, we fill the lampposts full of wee. Tell me if I got this wrong. Cat wee, which squirts out the dog, because cat wee is the opposite of a dog wee, to deter it from cocking its leg in the first place. Sums up your point.
No, Mr. Jonathan, I don't believe I've written anything like that. Perhaps this was a dream you've had at some point. I was hoping to replace paws or alternatively put feet on animals.
Yeah.
Rather like there was a popular band called Mud some time ago.
Yes.
They wanted to put feet on tigers.
Well, that was neat. I mean, that was neat.
That was neat, and it was so neat. They said it was neat four times.
Yes.
Now, I think that pretty much ends the argument there. I mean, put feet on tigers, and it's neat. And Mudd made that point quite expressively in the 1970s, and I don't understand why nobody really took them up on it.
Well, because I suppose if you get some tiger feet, some neat tiger feet, and you put Mudd on those, then they aren't... They aren't neat anymore, are they? Melvin,
granted, they would have been muddy, and they might have been slippery.
Yeah. Melvin, are we talking about putting paws, human feet on animals to get rid of paws? But you probably, I think I'm right
in
saying...
The opposite of what
The opposite of what you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd rather we all had the paws.
Well, that's it. I mean, if we just have a quick pause now...
Yeah. Sorry, just how quick does the pause need to be, just so we're clear?
A general pause length.
All right, let's just do it.
But I mean,
we've not finished the pause yet.
Yes, I haven't achieved completion.
All right, just hold on. Let's all pause. Let's pause. Right, I think that's long enough.
So, I feel better. The paws are quite cute as well, aren't they?
Cute.
You know, they've got the ooh factor. You know, if you look at Winnie the Pooh, yeah. You know, the bear with the cool name.
Was he a bear or was he a poo? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Don't talk about bears with funny names. He's definitely a bear, and you know, right. He likes to dip his paw into a sticky honey pot.
Yes,
and you know, there's nothing cuter than that.
Is there anything that's a point, darling? Is there anything cuter than a bear sticking its paw into a honey pot?
Well, how about 15 kittens?
Yes,
arranged in a circle.
Yep.
Singing, I love you, you're beautiful.
And if these kittens small... come with hands or paws?
No, they would have human hands, and they'd also have feet.
Right.
And they would use their hands to wave while they sang.
Right, that is beautiful, you're right.
It's a bit peculiar.
Yeah, but in a beautiful way. What do you make the government this afternoon? There's a lot of argument about this, of course, about not lifting the paw cap. Now, this is the ruling that says that animals won't get any more paws. They're allowed the number of paws as pertain to their legs. Jeremy Corbyn is saying, no, they should get more paws. Think about what the animals do for us. Give them more paws. And Theresa May is saying that we can't afford that, of course.
Well, the paws cap is quite popular in San Marino. They put little caps on the paws of their animals, small dogs and things. I think they call it bling, little shiny caps with the animals' names on them.
Yeah.
And then they draw faces on the paws.
What about...
Yes.
So no, I was just going to say. Yeah. What about?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
About what? Yes, I know. What about? Huh?
How many?
Yes.
Okay. How many toes? This is a point that's been made. How many toes should the ideal paw have? Yes or no, Melvin?
Yes.
Darling.
No.
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 Oh.
No. No. No.
What about?
Yes. No.
What about ungulates?
Yes.
What about ungulates?
Well, an elk is an ungulate. I think they've got two toes, but they don't have paws.
Yeah. Like a camel.
Yeah.
I believe...
Everyone likes a camel toe.
If you remove the legs from all the animals, as you're saying, darling, including ungulate, like an elk, then all animals will be like a snake.
No. And you've heard of... paw prints, right? So nowadays with 3D paw printers, we can print paws made of some kind of sturdy material like plastic and fit them to ungulates or any other kind of creature.
So you'd be happy with a plastic paw?
So you've now changed your tune a little bit there, haven't you, darling? So you're now suggesting that we create more paws and add them to animals that don't previously have them?
What I'm saying is very simple. It's very simple. I don't mind if it's plastic paws or tiny little space hoppers.
Right.
Personally, I'd prefer the latter. But most of my movements prefer the plastic paws.
So on the bottom of an animal where its paws work, you want tiny space hoppers so the animal can manoeuvre about in a sort of
bouncing
way.
Yes, all they would just bounce.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Just before we go, I just want you to have a quick listen to this. Now, you're calling for an end to paws, of course, and if that does happen, eventually that slippery slope that you were talking about is going to lead to paws being removed. So then we'll get this.
Yes.
The problem,
and the problem here is, of course, if you start right, because that's
already had his ears removed. That leopard.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You can't start taking his paws as well.
Plenty of people spill sugar on themselves and then complain about it. No, I could do that in song. I think Def Leppard, if it just said
sugar on me, and that was an issue. That was a problem.
Right.
I'd be quite happy to listen to that.
All right. Look, we're running out of time. Stop speaking now. Stop speaking now. You're both racist.
No.
So, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, Melvin?
Honey.
Thank you, darling.
Pornography.
Thank you. And there we have the debate. Could you envisage a world where the animals didn't have paws, but perhaps had human feet and hands and tiny little space hoppers, as darling's anti-paw lobby is calling for there? Do get in touch with us. We live in post-Brexit Britain now. Do we actually need paws when we've got lipstick and hats? Let us know what you think. 8722.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so we won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Back a bit. No. Forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valence, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valence, with you all the way. Just search Valence EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Liverpool, the A5047 Edge Lane out of town is still closed. Heavy traffic there due to a sinkhole that will affect you between Durning Road and Laurel Road. In Somerset, we do have queue and traffic, and the exit slip road is partially blocked. That is due to a broken down vehicle on the M5, that is northbound at Junction 22, with congestion backing up to Junction 23. And at Cornwall, the A390 is closed in both directions. Very slow traffic due to accident investigation work. That is between Liscard Road and Saltash Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At the Co-op, red gem lettuce, Gallia melons and nectarines by the punnets are just 79p each. So when you're at a festival getting dirty this summer, you can still eat clean. Woohoo! Another deal for you from the Co-op.
Terms and conditions subject to availability. Varieties of stock to see in store for details.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Welcome. It is Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. What?
Reactions.
Yeah, I know. Big debate, of course. Do we need paws? You heard Melvin there, caller Melvin, listener to the show, and darling as well, other listener to the show. One of them saying we don't need paws anymore. Should animals' legs, he was saying, terminate not in paws, but instead in space hoppers, which would enable the animals to move around funnier than they currently do. So that's what they're calling for. Should lampposts be full of wee to deter dogs from weeing there themselves? Because they say that when a dog puts its paw in the air, that is tantamount to a Hitler salute, and they want an end to that as well. Pornography, which is, of course, the people who get gratification from looking at paws. Cornelius, what has been coming in? A lot of people talking about
this. Lots coming in. Alex says, I broke the pause button on my parents' video recorder when we rented Basic Instinct back in the day. He says he learnt to live without it. John, what about the poor boys and poor girls at Wimbledon who run around the courts collecting paws? John, the Tories hate the poor. That's coming from Jeremy Corbyn. John, the Tories don't hate the poor. That's just a misconception. That's coming from Due Impartiality.
Thank you very much indeed, Cornelius.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Now, Professor Stephen Hawking. Now, he's a friend of the show. And regular listeners will know that he pops by on occasion to tell us a joke. Except, of course, on the show, Here and Now, he only tells us half a joke. The reason for that is that the punchline to the joke is only available on our podcast, which, of course, we encourage you to download. Think of the punchline to the joke as the reward for downloading the podcast. What better incentive could you want? He tells a joke each time, and it's a little bit like those lollipop sticks you used to get back in the day, in yesteryear, if you recall. Do you remember when the lollipop stick was in the lolly, but the bit that stuck out the end had the setup to a joke on it, and the punchline was hidden beneath the lollipop itself, beneath, as we say, the icy treat. To get to that, you had to suck the lolly off, and therefore the joke would be revealed in all its glory. Now, it's an audible version of that. Punchline on the podcast only, so you download it to get that. The setups on this programme here. Do you remember those lolly sticks? Michael McIntyre's joined us again. Michael, do you...
Hello, how are you? Well...
Jeff, good. Do you remember the lolly sticks?
It's great to be back on my favourite radio station of them all. It's Talk Radio. Do you remember the ice cream van?
Yes, this is what I'm talking about, where you get the lollipop.
Now, how comes in the United States of America, they call it the ice cream truck? Now, is it me? Or is it because they're bigger? Because the ice creams are bigger? Because the children are fatter? I don't know. Lollipops.
Thank you, Michael McIntyre, there, who just joined us.
You're welcome.
And Josh Widdicombe's popped in as well.
is that Michael McIntyre just on the way in there?
It's Michael McIntyre, Josh. I don't know if you two know each other.
Yes, we do.
Do you remember the lolly? Because you do observational stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
You observe things, don't you, Josh?
Lollipops, I'm sick of them.
You just say
who
things.
Who invented the fab lollipop? Who thought, I know what? What we need? We need a lollipop that is both red and white flavour, and then for absolutely no reason at all, dipped in chocolate and sprinkles. I mean, what were they doing? I don't want to know.
Josh Widdicombe there joining us with his...
Having
an attack. Josh carries on an inhaler for that very reason. Good. That's why it makes those noises, because it's...
I'm hyperventilating! Don't get me started on mouse traps!
That's him trying to breathe. It's a bit like Frankie. Oh, no, don't. Oh, no, don't you dare. Don't you dare, Mrs.
I sound like more of a chicken.
Don't you dare.
Does it actually sound like more of a chicken, John? Paracetamol.
Anyway, Josh Widdicombe with us this afternoon.
We need to do it.
Oh, no, fine. So Professor Stephen Hawking's going to tell us the setup.
I'm not doing his voice.
The setup to a joke. Now, play the overly long intro music.
How do you make 5 pounds of fat appear attractive?
There it goes. How do you make 5 pounds of fat appear attractive? If you want the punchline to that, it is available only on this show's podcast, which will be out on Friday, the new podcast. You can find it at tourradio.co.uk. You can find it at iTunes and all good reputable podcast outlets. Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. In the next half an hour of the programme, we'll be playing a game of Dead or Alive. The list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? Not only that, but Victoria will be here with today's bonus news. It's all on the way on your friendly neighbourhood talk radio in the afternoon programme, 1 till 4.
Talk Radio.
The housing minister says only 14 families made homeless by the Grenfell Tower fire have accepted temporary accommodation. Alex Sharma fought back tears as he updated Parliament on the government's progress, while local Labour councillor Pat Mason has told Talk Radio people in the area are angry.
The level of mistrust is so great that nothing that anyone says from the government, the council or the response team will be believed. They just simply think they're hiding from them. They spent years warning them about disasters like this, and particularly the Grenfell Tower Residents Association. They warned them. We, as a Labour group on the council, warned them time after time.
The Labour leader is accusing the Prime Minister of exploiting the goodwill of teachers and health workers by failing to improve public sector pay. But Theresa May is insisting any rises must be measured against the country's need to live within its means. The Department for Work and Pensions has announced that a number of job centres are going to close or merge. The move will save the government £140 million a year and will affect as many as 750 jobs. Volvo says all models launched after 2019 will be electric or hybrids. It's the world's first major car maker to set a date for phasing out of vehicles powered solely by fossil fuels. Many rail tickets bought on the day of travel are about to get cheaper. Seven companies have agreed to allow passengers to buy advance fares up to 10 minutes before travel. And at Wimbledon, Andy Murray will continue the defence of his title shortly. The world tennis number one will take on Germany's Dustin Brown on centre court. The weather dry and warm for most tonight. Rain arriving in the northwest, though, lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow's will be hot with scattered thunderstorms, highs of 28. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news at 3:30 every day. That's where you'll find it. It's where she makes the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news to cover everything off. Today, mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
So let's start off with this exciting development.
Yes, in the world of minerals.
New mineral alert.
Oh!
New mineral alert.
Do you like that?
I do like that.
Should we do it again?
Oh, please, let's do it again.
New mineral alert. New mineral alert.
Wow.
I don't understand. Is there a new mineral or just a new mineral alert?
Both.
Okay.
New mineral alert. New mineral alert.
No, because if it was a new alert for a new mineral alert, then it would be a new mineral alert alert.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
Anyway, we've got a new mineral and it's called...
New mineral alert.
And it's called, and I'm going to try and say this right, Natalia Malalikite. There you go. I don't think that's right.
Okay.
Anyway, it was discovered in the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia.
You didn't practice that one enough.
Nope, I didn't practice it at all. Can you tell? So that's one of the most active volcanic zones in the world.
Yes.
In case you're wondering, 160 volcanoes.
Yes.
29 of those are active. Anyway, Natalia Malalikite contains.
Sorry, that's a new mineral.
That's the new mineral.
Not one of Jacob Rees-Mogg's children.
No.
Okay, just checking.
No, the girls get called names like Mary. The boys get the Sixtus names.
Yeah.
Number six, called Sixtus.
Yeah.
If they have a seventh, have you done this already?
Seventus.
No.
Oh, yeah. We've got loads of names.
But I was genuinely at school with someone, I said this the other day, who was the seventh child and whose name was Seven.
Oh. Yeah. It's easier that way, isn't it? Just numerical order.
Yeah.
There.
What would you be?
Two.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Great.
Anyway.
New mineral alert!
New mineral alert!
Keep up, Chloe.
Natalia Malalikite contains thallium, which is a rare heavy metal, most famous for its qualities as poison.
Poison aren't heavy metal. Poison were more sort of, I'd say, sort of rock, light rock poison. Every rose has its thorn. It's not really metal, is it? It's more sort of rock ballad, that.
Shut up. Okay. There are around 150 new minerals discovered around the world every year, just to put it in perspective.
So we're going to need that new mineral alert.
Yes.
New mineral alert.
Quite regularly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And the
yes.
upcoming ones yeah. are thanks to Cass.
Yes. Yes. The music's run out.
Mm.
Shall I...
Mm-hmm. Researchers say that instead of drinking milk or taking supplements to get adequate amounts of calcium, you can actually have just calcium-rich mineral water. Apparently, it's an equally good source. This is according to a study which was funded by the Association of German Mineral Water Bottlers. So,
there's such a thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an invested... Yeah.
What?
A vested interest.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And the study says it'll help with the issue of obesity, because if you have too much milk,
yeah.
you get fat.
Right.
That's the end of that one. And we have another real-life Iron Man, Manjit Singh from Leicester.
Yes.
So the 67-year-old carries out loads of stunts, and these include lying on his belly on swords while a breeze block is smashed on his back.
Wow.
That would hurt, I think. Also having a breeze block cracked over his head.
Yeah.
Do you want to know why he does this?
Yes.
Well, I don't know why, but he's been invited to give demos to a local boxing club, and the guy who runs it says it's inspirational, as it shows young people that sometimes you can do things you don't think you can.
Right.
Like wrap a brick around someone's head.
Yeah.
Probably not the best idea.
No.
I think because he's choosing to do it, though.
Don't lie on knives.
No.
Swords.
Or swords.
Mm. Yeah. Are you sure he didn't fall on his own sword?
No, he didn't.
That's an idiom, isn't it?
Yes, it is an idiom. And you're an idiot.
Has there been a new mineral discovered during that?
That's the end.
New mineral alert.
New mineral alert. Mineral news.
That was mineral news.
Mineral news.
Yes, it was. Mm. Victoria, thank you for bringing it to us.
Yeah.
I'm sure I speak for a grateful nation when you say...
New mineral alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it's animal news.
Thankfully.
What if there's a new animal...
Animal news.
Yes. What if there's a new animal discovered?
Well, we'll talk about it, won't we?
Yeah, but you're going to need...
Have you got an alert made up?
Well...
New animal alert.
We can do that.
Yeah.
There's some new giraffes in the world. Two new ones.
No,
in
but they're not
this week.
They're not a new species,
is it? You've got a.
Okay, fine. If there's a new species, we'll get an alert.
Thank you, Victoria. There's Victoria with mineral news. In the next bit of the programme, we'll bring you a game of Dead or Alive. Speaking of Jacob Rees-Mogg's names, by the way, thank you for sending lots of examples of these in. Jacob Rees-Mogg has had his sixth child, as we mentioned there. It is called Sixtus Dominic Boniface, thereby ruining its life forever. He's got other children as well. Peter Theodore Alfige, Anselm Charles Fitzwilliam Rees-Mogg, Tom Wentworth Somerset Dunstan Rees-Mogg, and Mary Rees-Mogg. So we've been helping him out. Should he have a seventh child, what should he call it? Your suggestions have been coming in. Here's some that have come in so far. Ra-ra Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen. Rees-Mogg. Prometheus Reginald Hartley Paul the Eighth. Rees-Mogg. Cornelius. Rees-Mogg.
this one's Patrick.
You really are a fine one to talk about stupid names. But anyway, carry on.
This one's from Patrick. This is a very good one. He says, Alexa Cortana Siri Google Assistant Rees-Mogg.
That's very good. Sandra Exma Figgy Pudding Rees-Mogg. Thanks, Lucy, for sending that one in. Another one?
Monavine, this is from Lou. Monavine Siobhan Terence Trent D'Arby Rees-Mogg.
Your suggestions, please, because we will pass them on. 8722.
Start your message with the words
Talk Radio on Twitter.
End your message with the words Rees-Mogg.
We will be bringing you a game of Dead or Alive next on Talk Radio. A list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? Find out after the traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Hunt.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Join me for Live at Drive for all the latest breaking news stories, top-notch analysis, and Ryman League-level banter.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
From 4 o'clock today, Talk Radio. That's this station.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7. On Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend. With outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
If you still haven't gotten around to finding out if you ever had PPI, then it's probably time you did. Because even though there's still time to claim before the PPI deadline, time is the one thing that will eventually run out. All you have to do is text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. You can then claim the money yourself or let the claims guys do it for you. It's your choice. Isn't it time you texted PLEASE to 60777?
The claims guys.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40cm self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Liverpool, the A5047 Edge Lane out of town remains closed. Heavy traffic there due to a sinkhole affecting you between Durning Road and Lowell Road. Elsewhere in Somerset, we do have queuing traffic and the exit slip road is partially blocked. That is due to a broken down vehicle on the M5 northbound at Junction 22 with congestion backing up to Junction 23. And at Cornwall, the A390 is closed in both directions. Very slow traffic there due to accident investigation work. That is between Liscard Road and Saltash Road. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
At the Co-op, red gem lettuce, Gallia melons and nectarines by the punnets are just 79p each. So when you're at a festival getting dirty this summer, you can still eat clean. Woohoo! Another deal for you from the Co-op.
Terms and conditions, subject to availability, varieties are stocked, see in store for details.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. You are listening to Talk Radio. Sam Delaney will be with you from 4 with Drive here on the radio that I just said it was. But meantime, there's quite a lot of news around. North Korean missile story, of course. Both the US and South Korea, who are allies, of course, against North Korea, have said that they aren't ruling out war. But, of course, they're technically, South Korea and North Korea are still at war because there was only ever an armistice in place to stop them fighting.
You've got it confused. South Korea and the US aren't ruling out war between the two.
Beg your pardon.
They're just going to go for a practice war.
Right.
Ahead of the possible other war. Which is already ongoing.
Yeah. No, you're right. I stand corrected. But the reason I was clear there, it's very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it either. My nuclear warhead around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, because we can help you. Because what we do each day is bring you the news, of course, through the medium of Japanese poetry. When you drill down, and this is, by the way, a North Korean and US military drill, when you drill down using one of those drills into the news, what you find at the epicenter of it is Japanese poetry, yes. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We help explain the news by putting it through haikus.
"40% of kids fail their SATs. At least they won't get student loans."
The news in haikus. And now it is time to venture unto quiz. As we bring you the Wednesday afternoon between 3:30 and 4 game that we like to call Dead or Alive! A list of things. A contestant. The question, are they dead or are they alive? Not the contestant, very much alive. But the things on the list. Let's talk to Dave. Dave is in Derby. Hello, Derby Dave.
Hello.
How are you, Dave?
I'm fine. I'm just watching the Tour de France on the television. You're not interrupting much, really,
are
you?
No, not really. Could you give us the latest...
What channel is that on?
Sorry?
What channel is that on?
It's on ITV4.
Okay.
Right, we don't have that.
Never mind. Tell you all about it if you like.
Well, what's the latest, Dave? What's the latest from the Tour de France? Because there was that crash yesterday with Mark Cavendish, of course.
He's now out, yes.
Yeah.
So the man who knocked him over, he's been disqualified.
Righto.
We don't like our British riders being knocked about, do we?
We do not. We don't like... No, just those foreign riders. Who's wearing the jumper?
The yellow jersey, the maillot jaune.
If you like.
It's a Welshman, believe it or not.
Right.
Are we
all right with that?
Is that good?
Well, they're used to riding around in mountains and in wet conditions, aren't they, over in Wales? So he should be well suited to this.
All right. Thank you for that, by the way. Good update.
That's no problem at all.
Anytime.
Tour de France.
Do you want a job at TalkSport?
That's on offer, believe you me. It's easy to get into.
Okay.
We'll put a good word in, Dave.
Send me something through the post, yes.
Yeah, we'll do, yeah. While we're pondering that, there's a game of Dead or Alive afoot. Now, there are a list of things here, Dave, and all you have to do is tell whether they're dead or whether they're alive. It's very, very, very simple.
So
if you're ready to play, here we go with Dead or Alive. So, question number one. Dead or alive, Sixtus Dominic Boniface.
Oh, he must be dead.
No, he's alive. I'll tell you who it is. It's Jacob Rees-Mogg, the Tory MP's newest offspring, that he released that name today. It's his sixth child, and he's called it Sixtus Dominic Boniface Rees-Mogg.
I'm not into Tory toffs, sorry.
No, fine. Did you know, there's a little-known fact, that posh Tory MPs actually ejaculate caviar rather than sperm. That's a true story.
That's a true story.
Right, dead or alive.
Fair enough.
Dead or alive. Tory MP Jacob Rees-Mogg's chances of winning the 2017 Stupidest Baby Name Award. Dead or alive?
Dead.
No, his chances of winning are pretty high, I'd say. Alive, aren't they?
Never mind.
In the hang of the... Anyway, here's number three. Dead or alive, the chances of taking a laptop on an Emirates airline.
Ooh, I've got to say they must be dead.
alive, I'm afraid, because they announced this morning that they were lifting the ban, so the chances of taking that on there are alive now.
All right. Okay. I'm going to say alive in a minute and get it wrong, aren't I?
Probably. Here's question four. Everyone in the world wants North Korea steps things up to the next level.
Dead.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's very good. Yay! Yeah, there we go. Now we're on. Right, cockles and mussels.
Alive.
Ah, well, you alive. Think alive, alive, oh, yeah. Mm. Sadly, not in this case, because cockles and mussels were two guinea pigs that belonged to my sister when we were growing up.
That's cheating.
Yeah, let's just say they died of old age after escaping onto a main road.
All right, then.
What the production...
But you killed them, really, didn't you?
No, Dave!
No?
I would not do any such thing.
Go and admit it on air. Go on.
No. Shut up. What the production team, dead or alive, what the production team of this show would rather have been than sat this morning through a 90-minute Ofcom regulation meeting? Would that team...
Alive.
No, they'd
alive.
Rather they'd rather have been dead than sit through that meeting. It's so boring.
No.
So boring.
No.
Dead or alive, austerity.
Austerity is alive at the moment.
Yes, it is. David Cameron's legacy of keeping poor people poor and having to live with their parents until they die is very much still alive. Dead or alive, my Auntie Sylvie.
Your Auntie Sylvie. How old is she?
Well, that would tell you whether or not she was dead or alive. trying to trick me there, Dave.
Oh, sorry. All right, I'll say she's alive.
She is alive!
Hooray! Good old Auntie Sylvie.
Yes, indeed. She's 96. That's a weekly update for regular listeners. She's 96 years old. Lost all of her faculties. Drinks from a sippy cup. Doesn't recognise anybody. But she is alive. Bless Auntie Sylvie. So, good.
Give her my best wishes.
I certainly will, Dave. I'll pass those on. She won't understand, but I'll do it. Dead or alive, The Hills.
The Hills.
Yes.
Now, I'm supposed to say they're alive with the sound of what's it. So I'll say they're dead.
They are. Well done. The Hills, in this case, are a family that lived three doors down from my parents. Three generations wiped out in a tragic, crazy golf accident in the early noughties.
Oh, dear.
I know. And
did they know you're Auntie Sylvie?
They did actually know Auntie Sylvie for a while, yes, that's true. But none of them were involved in the guinea pig incident either, it's only that's what you're going to ask.
Well, you can't have it all, can you?
Dead or alive, how you make Suggs from Madness feel?
How I make Suggs from... Alive.
Let's find out. Very good. Okay. Dave, that's the end of the quiz. Now we need to bring you your score, but that does involve firing up the system, Dave. So just bear with us. We have to fire up the system, which put all the data into it. And it's a bit of a slow system. So here we go. Just you can hear it now. It's an old dial-up system, Dave. It takes a while. My apologies in advance. Yeah. And we're in. Right, OK. So, Cornelius is typing in the details, Dave.
Hang on. Sorry. Sorry, I think I spelled Dave wrong. How are you spelling Dave, Dave?
Oh, any way you like.
A-N-Y-W-A-Y-U. L-I-K-E.
Yeah. That'll do.
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, just print it off then. Just going to print that out for you, Dave, and then we'll... there you go. Quite a slow printer, though.
Is it a Canon?
No, it's a printer.
A
Canon wouldn't print. That would just fire cannonballs, and that'd be no use to...
No.
Oh, I don't know at this stage of the game.
Just printing it out now. Oh. Come on, print out. Yeah, there we go. Right, Cornelius. Dave is in Derby. He is TalkSport's new Tour de France correspondent. What?
I can confirm that Any Way You Like scored.
Yes.
5 points!
He got 5 points!
Yeah, well done.
Well done, Dave in Derby.
Well done, Dave. I get a couple of toys for that.
You get nothing. Oh, that's an Ofcom. It's an Ofcom issue. Yeah, there we go.
It must be the highest score I've ever written on a radio game.
Congratulations, Dave. Back to the Tour de France with you. Right. That's the end of that quiz. And the beginning of Sam Delaney, who is sitting in front of me now. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Any more updates from the seedy world
of my production team?
Of your production team?
Well, I promised myself and them that I wouldn't be updating you. But I also tried to shift the blame on you and said there's something about John's eyes, and he looks so happy when I tell him these things that I can't help telling him things. So now you've asked me, I'm immediately thinking, what can I tell John? I know that after yesterday.
Bacon-gate.
After Bacon-gate.
Yeah.
have you got any bacon / I just want a cuddle?
Yes, which one of the team said to another one of the team in a scenario.
Mark Machado, big Mac and Cheese, who I have named now, it's fine, on air. It's of public record that he is the one who asked for bacon and a cuddle. Right. I said I'm going to get them all on air, and we're going to talk this through. Because, I mean, in all honesty, you know, Tara works on the show as well. She was sort of like, this is awkward. I think we should all get together and talk about it. So, right, the four of us, we'll all sit down and talk about it on air.
Just thrash it out.
Thrash it out. Get it out in the open. But the listeners have a right to know as well.
Yeah.
They loyally tune in. My mum, every day she tunes into this show, she wants to know what's going on. Anyway, Big Mac and Cheese, who is, say what you like about him, he's very loyal, he puts a shift in here,
and he
very rarely leaves. He was straight out the door. As soon as he heard me saying I was going to get him on air, he's gone, and I haven't seen him since. It's not bad to take. So I think, effectively, he's resigned.
Yeah, I think so.
Which I kind of, now I realise, reflecting on my time working with him, I did quite value him as a colleague. And now, just for the sake of making you two laugh by gossiping
You've
about
lost
them
a valuable
on a
member.
National radio station, he's gone.
Yeah.
And in many ways, he's the only person who knows how to produce. So, so that's unfair.
You kind of shot
that
yourself.
That is unfair.
Shot yourself.
Oh, now Hannah's gone as well. Okay.
You're on your own,
who's
Sam.
Producing this show?
All right. Well, you know, if he's probably popped out for some bacon and a cuddle. That's
he's just, it, yeah, that's, he's standing by a roadside with an old bit of cardboard box that he's written on in a Sharpie saying bacon and cuddles.
We'll work for bacon and cuddles.
Yeah. Poor old Mark. So he's gone. We'll never see him again. Never mind. He was a nice bloke while it lasted. In other news, North Korea starting nuclear war.
Yep.
And the Saudis are sponsoring terrorism in our country. So we'll be talking about that.
Look forward to it. There we go. It's Sam Delaney with you next on Drive. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.